News this hour from townhall.com. Anuch Thomason. It was a dramatic scene on the ground at Toronto's Pearson Airport. A Delta Airlines plane belly up after landing and then flipping over. There were no fatalities. Of the 80 people on board, 18 were injured, 3 critically.
Video shows the plane upside down on a snowy tarmac as emergency workers hose it down. It's too early to say what caused the plane to flip, but weather may have been a factor.
Reporter Mike Hempen says it was snowing and it was windy at the time the plane arrived from Minneapolis yesterday afternoon. A high-level U.S. delegation led by Secretary of State Rubio and an equally high-level Russian delegation led by Foreign Minister Lavrov are meeting in Saudi Arabia, and they're talking about Ukraine.
Marco Rubio's officials described the talks as a first step to see if Russia was serious, but not the start of negotiations to end the war. Landing in Riyadh last night, Sergei Lavrov and his delegation saw it very differently, saying the meeting was about the normalization of Russia's relations with the U.S. It follows the U.S. call in Munich for concessions by Ukraine, developments that have stunned Europe, leaving it scrambling to shore up its collective security and unleashed apprehension across Ukraine.
The BBC's Tom Bateman. Bitter cold has taken hold of the nation's midsection as a polar vortex grips the Rockies and the northern plains. This comes on the heels of weekend storms that pounded the eastern U.S. with flooding, killing at least 14 people. Kentucky was especially hard hit, and now another winter storm is teed up. Forecasters expect it to deliver snow and lots of ice from the central U.S. to parts of the east, including the Carolinas and Virginia. Watching Wall Street this morning, stock futures are higher. The Dow futures are up 43 points. NASDAQ futures 84 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Good morning, it's 6:03 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes starts us off. Chuck Whitaker.
Early problem on the parkway southbound. There's a wreck between Route 100 and Arundel Mills Boulevard. The report says left-hand lane is blocked. Pretty solid backup here looking at the camera at Route 100. It is definitely more stop than go right now. And, of course, the parkway south through there as well as northbound. Only two lanes, so very limited situation right now for the traffic on 295 south. We may have to move somebody over eventually over onto 95 to get around. The area was a tree down from overnight. We're not sure if it's still there. Wanted to give you the heads up. Park Heights Avenue, a tree down in the area at Caves Road. That would be north of Green Spring Valley Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cold temperatures today, tomorrow, and Thursday, getting warmer into the weekend. A mix of sun and clouds today, 34. Tomorrow's cloudy. Slight chance of a snowflake or two. 30 the high tomorrow. Thursday's dry, 31. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right now, Hunt Valley has 25 degrees. Downtown Baltimore, it's 27 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore City Health Department has put in a code blue extreme cold alert. Going to take effect today, continue through Friday morning. Interim Health Commissioner Mary Beth Haller issued the alert due to the extended cold weather forecast, saying residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who need assistance. During a code blue, city agencies activate services that provide shelter and assistance for those in need, including those who are homeless. Harford County, the sheriff, Jeff Gaylor, is now speaking out against a Maryland Senate bill that would require law enforcement to deny access to certain databases, facilities, or buildings by individuals seeking to enforce federal immigration law. In a social media video, Gaylor says Senate Bill 977 would provide a safe place for criminal illegal immigrants to hide here in Maryland. Sheriff says pro-criminal legislators are looking to make Maryland the friendliest state in the nation for criminal illegal immigrants. BGE crews continuing their efforts to restore service to several thousand customers after damaging winds downed trees and power lines on Sunday. BGE has deployed additional crews to assist with repairs and utility expects the vast majority of customers will have the power restored by Wednesday night. And Odette Ramos says she and other Baltimore City Council members have heard the public's concerns regarding the BGE rate hike, and there will be a public hearing on the matter this week. Lottery numbers, your pick 3 was 796, your pick 4, 0082, and next, it's Stein on Sports.
WCBM reaches all types of entrepreneurs, businesses, associations, and specialists. Now is your chance to explain live, by the way of your own radio show, exactly how your business or association can benefit the WCBM listener through your own show. You control the dialogue. You control the subject matter. You control your own results. This is a great opportunity that WCBM can give to you. For more information, call Andy Grimshaw or visit WCBM.com. In a world of rising grocery and gas prices, jacked up interest rates, and increased insurance rates, there's one thing that remains an incredible value. In fact, it's free with no monthly fees. Download the WCBM mobile app today for your favorite shows, news, sports, traffic, and weather, and all the info and entertainment you need. Listen or stream us live. Download the app and stay connected with Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the one who we've always wanted to hear from, we heard from yesterday. Orioles owner David Rubenstein in Sarasota for the start of official team workouts, which begin today. The City College educated owner gave his overall assessment of where the Orioles are.
I think the team is in pretty good shape. We have a really solid team. We've added to it during the offseason, and I'm very pleased with the team, and I think we have a chance to go all the way. Absolutely.
And then the money question, as in team payroll, just how high under his stewardship could it go?
I don't have a financial limit. The team is in very good financial shape. We don't have debt problems. We don't have financial challenges or anything like that. We want to put the best team on the field we can. And we don't have a constraint by saying there's a certain amount of money we've spent.
Orioles' payroll has increased approximately from $109 million to $151 year over year. More from the Orioles' owner as the morning rolls on. Another Raven in the news for off-field behavior. Offensive lineman Ben Cleveland, who's a free agent, by the way, next month, was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence last week, according to the Baltimore Sun. Cleveland was stopped last Wednesday in Milledgeville, Georgia, after police observed his black Ford F-250 failing to maintain its lane and weaving in between the lines, nearly going into a ditch. His blood alcohol level was .178, police said, more than double the legal limit of .08. Coming up at 6:35, get ready, here comes round two. And that is Stein on Sports.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, from Bel Air to Glen Burnie, and from Fort McHenry and the home of the Stars Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot starts now on Talk Radio 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
the morning to you. This is the Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland. It's Tuesday, February 18, 2025. I'm Sean Casey.
And I'm Bruce Elliott.
Top stories coming up for you this hour. A little later on, the soda tax followed by the bottle bill. Stay tuned, because after all, Kevin Moore says he's all for you, middle class. We'll take a look at trans kids in sports. And also, our top story here today, last night, Fox 45, Armstrong Williams held a town hall with Governor Moore. It was fairly lengthy, so we'll try to get to as much of it as we can this morning, maybe even the rest of the week as well, because there's a lot to unpack here. The state is facing a $3 billion structural budget deficit, concerns about energy prices and availability of said energy, and changes, you know, coming from down the parkway in Washington and how Maryland's going to deal with that. And it just, it seems to me, when you look at this, in this town hall, most of his answers are, it's Donald Trump's fault.
Of course.
Yeah. He's not willing to take any accountability. He's now in year three of his term, and it's all Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump's only been in office for 30 days, you know, including today. But let's start with the question that was asked. If it was a good idea to add 5,000 state jobs, given the state deficit in the budget.
And so this is not just about making sure that we're filling vacancies within state government and making sure that basic functions that were not being performed, unemployment insurance, law enforcement, that I thought it was important to make sure we can get more cops in the street. It was more important that we get more firefighters. It was more important that we can get people who pick up the phone if you needed help with your unemployment insurance. But also, the vast majority of jobs that have been created during my administration have not been government jobs. These have been private sector jobs.
I'd like to see some data on that.
Yeah.
Give us some numbers.
Sure.
I mean, it's an easy claim, everybody. The vast majority of jobs that have been created are private sector jobs, and we know that he's added 5,000 state jobs. And notice all the only state jobs he mentions, police, firefighters, and if you need that unemployment insurance, we get added staff on hand for that.
Yeah.
So, again, I'm sure every single one of the 5,000 state jobs are needed.
Yeah. Well, it's the vast majority actually are in the private sector. Only the half-vast jobs are in government.
Yeah. So it's just, but he doesn't give you any, you know, look, this guy is, you know, he's filled with non-answer answers. And I just would like to see some hardcore facts in some of his answers. And I think it would give him more credibility if he was able to, because he's a smart guy.
I just want to know where you go to college to learn to do that kind of answer and what your major has to be to consistently give non-answer answers. Would you be a philosophy major, a communications major?
It seems like it's you know, maybe one of those Democrat minors, you know, like the gender studies.
Of course.
This is the word salad one.
Yeah, she bopped her head out of the public again. I couldn't. I just could. Sorry, folks. 6:13, traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
That was the Irwin C. Corey School of Business.
Honest to God.
The professor, Irwin C. Corey. The ride on 295 southbound. I just saw another police car coming south of Route 100. The wreck is between 100 Arundel Mills Boulevard and in that area towards the bridge at Hanover Road. Last report, only one lane was getting by to the right. I'm seeing traffic move just a little bit better, but maybe indicating that they've done something a little bit more at the scene. But it's a big backup southbound already. So if you're south from the airport cutoff, we might want to think about getting over to Route 1 or over to 95, getting away from this backup, because again, it's more a lot to stop and go for the traffic southbound through there until they get everybody completely off the roadway, not going away anytime soon. Beltway looks good. Nothing major there. JFX is okay. Lanes are open, and we're off to a good start at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast is going to be partly sunny today, but cold. 34 overnight, back down into around 20 for the low. And tomorrow, cloudy. Slight chance of light snow. No significant accumulation. Maybe an inch.
or so, if that.
Yeah. CYA forecast.
Yeah, high of 30. It'll be between 0 and 30 inches.
Okay. All right.
And we're usually
that's
right
fair
about that.
That's fair.
Yeah. Thursday, it'll be dry, cloudy, and 31. And right now, it's cold. 19 in Owings Mills.
Geez.
18 in Forest Hill. Time for some one-liner news for you today. The Trump administration has begun firing workers at the FAA. They were told to clean out their desk, place all the personal belongings in the bins, and remove their belts and shoes.
Yeah, and get ready to be turned upside down.
Yeah, really.
Wow.
An Canadian woman vacationing the Turks and Caicos lost both of her hands to a shark while she was trying to photograph it.
Okay.
Yeah. Smart phone, dumb person.
Honest to God.
Yeah, that is just, you know, it's wildlife for a reason, folks. Especially the dangerous stuff. Kamala Harris appeared intoxicated at an appearance on Broadway the other day.
Appeared.
Apparently she confused booty call with curtain call.
Yeah.
Bad ending there. Study from Purdue claims that scented wax candles could be creating significant indoor pollution.
All right.
All right. So, Chuck, Debbie says stop lighting them in the bathroom.
Yeah, well. Got no choice. Starting to smell like Back River.
Yes.
Yeah. New study out shows that dancing in your kitchen for 20 minutes a day could be enough to help you hit your exercise goals.
Huh.
And for really nice look, wear the oven mitts with it.
Yes.
your neighbors will be calling the authorities almost immediately. Climate scientists claim there'll be a time when Earth runs out of oxygen.
Okay.
Yeah.
When? How many gazillion years from now?
Millions of years from now.
All right,
But don't worry. The scientists said there's nothing can be done about it. You know, oxygen doesn't grow on trees.
That's right. Oh, wait a minute. It does.
I hope it's not before the crab feast. I'd like to get a few crabs in before that's over.
Yeah, you'll be fine. You will be fine.
Boy, he's obsessed with this.
Yes, he is.
He?
Yeah, he's really looking forward to it.
Wow.
So are we.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, once upon a time, you told him that he was going to get a case of crabs. He had a whole different point of view.
Right.
You know.
Well,
you know.
Do they come in cases?
I think so,
I thought they were bushels. That's the waterman in
there. Well, that's a different kind of crab. Mm-hmm. You're right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I've got to play this song and see if you can identify who it is.
All right.
Let's move right along, shall we?
Shut up.
All right. Here it is. This recording artist is 71 years of age today. Can you identify him?
And I can't answer why. Why? Something inside and it can't be denied and I'm ready to try. Gonna let her in. Gonna let her in.
The voice is so familiar.
I'll give you a hint. It's from 1976.
All right.
And he was on Welcome Back, Kotter.
Oh, is that
not John Travolta?
Yes.
Yes, it is, yeah.
John Travolta.
Yeah, that's Travolta.
That song went to number 10 in 1976, and then he and Olivia Newton-John would hook up in 1978 for their number one hit, You're the One That I Want, from the Grease soundtrack. But that was his first ever singing effort, and went all the way to number 10.
He should have stopped.
Yeah.
Like that.
Actually got better as the
song he did better. I thought that You're the One That I Want was cute.
He's an incredible dancer.
Yeah.
He is really good at...
He did a good Santa Claus as a commercial.
Do you mind, though, that when you dance with him, he always wants to lead?
Yeah, well, you just kind of give into it.
Okay, right.
You know, absolutely. So imagine this. You're on an airplane from Minneapolis, and you're landing at the Toronto airport in some inclement weather yesterday afternoon, and suddenly it skids, it hits a wing, and it flips upside down. It happened yesterday afternoon at Toronto Pearson Airport. What's amazing to me is that nobody died.
Not a soul. Yeah. A couple of injuries.
18 of the 80 people on board were injured, transported to local hospitals after the crash. And we have a passenger describing what it felt like.
Skidded like on our side and then flipped over on our back. Where we ended up, there was like a big fireball out the left side of the plane. We kind of let ourselves go and fell to hit the ceiling, which is surreal feeling. And then everybody was just like, get out, get out, get out. We could smell like jet fuel.
Yeah, imagine that now.
Wow.
You've landed, you know you've landed, but again, now you're worried about...
So far, nobody's dead.
Nobody's dead, but now you're buckled in your seat, you're upside down, mm-hmm. and you smell jet fuel. So the first thing you're thinking of, oh, my God, it's going to catch fire. We're going to explode.
Kaboom.
So people had to unbuckle and then fall because they were upside down.
Yeah.
They have to fall down. Just imagine. Then they were able to get out.
Fuselage was in one piece.
Right.
That's what helped.
Yeah.
The wings broke off. The tail broke off. But the fuselage was solid.
Yeah.
Just amazing.
Much like yourself, Chuck.
Yeah. Very solid. Solid as a rock, as a matter of fact. Remember that song?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Ashford and Simpson?
Yep. Yes, it was.
Oh, see?
See, you got that one, but you couldn't get John Travolta.
Yeah.
No, I got it after you gave the hint.
After you told him.
Right. I don't have any of his songs. What the hell do you want from me?
We could arrange that.
Sure you can. I can arrange something for you, too.
Just better performance overall.
Yeah. We'll send you an 8-track, okay?
What did you say, Mr. Casey?
He said, what do you want from me?
You want a better performance overall. Okay. Well, you just wait 2 more minutes, and you'll get another one.
That's right. See you in a couple.
All right.
6:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realty company. Vinny's going to help sell your home. He's got all sorts of programs. Don't let your home languish on the market, with other realty companies or agents or whatever the case may be. And then just call Vinny because he'll take care of it. He's got the trade in your home program, the sell your home, stay in your home up to 12 months program, the fixer upper program. If you don't feel like making all the repairs on your home, Vinny will take care of that as well. But best of all, he's got a database of tens of thousands of buyers who are pre-qualified. Even before it hits the MLS, your home could be sold if you list with Vinny. So best thing to do is call Vinny, and one of his agents or himself, he'll come out. He'll talk about asking price and time frame. Once you agree on both, your home is sold. It's guaranteed. 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service, and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
The Maryland Home and Garden and Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds, Cow Palace, and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with more than 400 trusted local experts. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM. Baltimore is listening. Latest headlines are just minutes away at 30 past the hour. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's great. Chip down in the Outer Banks, he says, my grandmother used those strike anywhere matches in the bathroom instead of candles. Thanks for the memory. By the way, yeah, except then it always smells like sulfur, which is kind of what it smelled like in much of my second marriage. And she didn't smoke and never used a match, just saying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I don't even want to go there.
Yeah.
That's the proverbial mine shaft we do not want to enter.
Exactly.
Wow.
6:23 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is. Chuck Whitaker.
You're going to get us all killed. We're just innocent bystanders.
Go ahead, sport.
I came in on the end of that. And I thought, well, maybe I'll do this report and maybe not. The BW Parkway is still a big fat mess here. There's a wreck southbound near Arundel Mills Boulevard. I'm looking at the camera here, Route 100. It's backed up even beyond that, back towards the airport cutoff. So I went over on 95 just to see, and there is traffic coming south, getting away from the parkway, coming down from 195 through the bridge at Montgomery Road and down towards Route 100. So some of that traffic is moving over there. Just in the last 30 seconds, a little bit more movement on 295 South could indicate that they're getting some other lanes open, but this is a major backup early, and it's already been there at least 35, 40 minutes on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly sunny today and cold. 34 the expected high, 22 right now in Pasadena. It's 20 in Parkville. On yesterday's show, we told you that in year one of Governor Moore's first year of his term. 250 increases in fees and permits that was done by the some legislative review committee. Mm-hmm. Not even the General Assembly. They've already been empowered by the General Assembly to make these adjustments in your fees and increases to your permits and regulatory fees, etc. And then in year two, 338 other fees were raised. So that's a total of 588 stealth taxes put on the middle class. And then, of course, this year he's proposing about 25%, 1 in 4 households are going to get an increase in tax, income tax of $666, interesting number, on the middle class. So, he claims that 82% of Maryland's going to get a tax cut. I think that averages about $150, by the way. So that would be completely wiped out by the first 2 years of hidden fees. But he was asked by Armstrong Williams last night on the Fox 45 town hall, would he be willing to make more budget cuts if necessary?
Are you prepared, Governor, to make further cuts if necessary?
Yeah, I'm going to work with the legislature, both Democrats and Republicans, to make sure that we can, for the third year in a row, have a balanced budget that we'll be able to pass and get done. And I'm also prepared to work with them to present more cuts. I think people need to be serious about this situation that we're in right now. Right? We are watching a situation where in just months we've watched thousands of Marylanders lose their jobs for no reason. That we have watched a situation now where we have watched the price of goods, the CPI, the Consumer Price Index, we have watched it continue to increase, unemployment increase, right? The stock market increase, but we have watched no relief for the people of our individual jurisdictions. We are watching things like, you know, we are watching not just the shuttering of federal agencies. We are watching things like a fear of Medicaid cuts. We're watching the fear of what could happen to Maryland's unique healthcare model. So this is a very, very serious time in our state and a time when people are scared about what they are seeing. You know, and so, yes, we have to be prepared to do more cuts to be able to accommodate for that.
So it's basically it's Donald Trump's fault.
Yeah, that's
all right, it. Just making sure I understood.
Yeah. But let's kind of parse some of this. Third year in a row that we're going to balance a budget, you are constitutionally required to do that. That's a special feat or accomplishment. You're required to do that. And again, he says the people will lose their jobs for no reason. Well, we're $36 trillion in debt. And the amount of waste, fraud, and abuse we are starting to find, people that are remote working, again, not all federal workers, not all state employees, but some. Some obviously deserve to be let go because they're out allegedly doing remote working, and at the same time, maybe they're holding a second job, whatever the case may be. So we'll get into that a little bit later on. But it's all Trump's fault. And look, Trump's been in office for 30 days. If you want to complain about the CPI, that would be Joe Biden's fault. The Consumer Price Index, inflation, et cetera. That's Joe Biden's fault. But he can't bring himself to blame Joe Biden. Let's take some phone calls here this morning. Tom and Catonsville.
Good morning, Tom. How are you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning. You know, all this is so unnecessary. It's so obvious. The two big problems we have that are right there and facing us, it's the green energy push and the Kerwin plant. You know, it's funny. The left loves to reimagine everything, but they can't bring themselves to take another look at these two things that would really help us out a lot if they just changed course a little bit. Not even cut it, just change course. Somebody had a great suggestion in a town hall. Just suspend the Empower Maryland fee for a while. Give the people a break. But they can't bring themselves to do it. I'm going to start calling him Mr. Kamala because all he does is talk in circles. He doesn't do anything, and it's everybody else's fault.
Yeah, it's a great point. Thanks for the call, Tom. Chris in Parkville says Westmore has a BA in BS. Kurt in Edgewater.
Good morning. For Chuck's roast, you should call it the Flake of the Union instead of the Steak of the Union.
Are you going to be there? Are you going to be there to roast them?
To be honest with you, I got hit and run in Baltimore the other not long ago. The only way I'm going to Baltimore is somebody's paying me. Have you noticed that the Democrats are graded, saying Elon Musk in the Constitution, but they never pinpoint what they're talking about? They probably half of them probably don't know a word that's in the damn Constitution.
No, of course they don't. They don't know the Constitution. They haven't read it. They only know what their living, breathing constitutional brethren tell them what they think is unconstitutional, and that's the checks and balances. What are the look, Congress has given away a lot of power to the executive branch. Mm-hmm. Over the years, and that's on them. If Congress would do their job, then we'd talk a whole different thing here. But Congress doesn't do their job. Congress just fiddles by Rome Burns. Kurt, thank you for the call. Appreciate that. So we'll have more on Governor Moore's town hall last night with Armstrong Williams coming up during the course of the show. Up next, another story about trans kids in sports and the latest tax, soda tax, and the bottle bill. Stay tuned. 6:30, latest news headlines. Here he is, Bruce.
Thanks, Sean. GE crews are continuing their efforts to restore service to several thousand customers after damaging winds downed trees and power lines on Sunday. BGE has deployed additional crews to assist with repairs, and the utility expects that the vast majority of customers will have the power restored by Wednesday night. On Sunday, there were more than 100,000 customers without power. Odette Ramos says she and other Baltimore City Council members have heard the public's concerns regarding the BGE rate hike, and there will be a public hearing on the matter this week. Thursday, 4:30 p.m., in the Council's Legislative Investigations Committee will host a hearing, and in addition to asking BGE and the Office of People's Council about the increase, they'd like to hear from residents. That's you. Two alleged members of the cult-like Zizian group have been arrested in Western Maryland. Maryland State Police took 34-year-old Jack LaSota and 32-year-old Michelle Zajko into custody Sunday afternoon. LaSota, the alleged leader of the group, is facing trespassing, obstructing, and hindering in firearms charges. Zajko faces similar charges. Another member of the group, Daniel Blank, was also arrested. City police investigating a Monday night shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called to an area hospital about 9:30 p.m. after a shooting victim turned up for treatment. Police say the 30-year-old victim shot in the leg while he was in the 4800 block of Curtis Avenue. No information on a suspect or what led to the shooting. And Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in the December stabbing death of a man in Towson. 46-year-old Michael Distance is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 37-year-old Johnny Charles in the unit block of Eco Way Court. Coming up on 6:32 on WCBM in 60 seconds, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state funded programs.
Trust and Will knows that we'll all eventually need a will. How about right now? Trust and Will makes creating your will easy. Like while you're lounging on the couch easy. Trust and Will is designed by attorneys, but customized by you. And all documents are state specific and secure. Find your plan at trustandwill.com and use offer code radio now for 10% off. That's trustandwill.com. Offer code radio. Trust and Will is an online estate planning service. Visit trustandwill.com for details.
Pick three lottery numbers, 796. Pick 40082. And now it's 6:33. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
The backup on 295 is still there. The wreck was southbound or near Arundel Mills Boulevard. Looking at the camera again at Hanover Road. And for the traffic coming south from the ramp area at Route 100, it's moving a little bit, but it's still a major backup here south of the airport cutoff. So again, some of this traffic is over on 95 south after the airport cutoff and working its way south down towards 175. Not a bad idea right now. There's really no impact for the traffic on the northbound side. A tree down from overnight might still be a problem. Park Heights Avenue in the area of Caves Road, north of Green Spring Valley Road. There is some slowing. We're back to business today. And business as usual coming south on both 95 and 895 going into both the Harbor Tunnels. Right right now, the lane's clear with the heavy traffic on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cold temperatures today, tomorrow, and Thursday, getting warmer into the weekend. A mix of sun and clouds today, 34. Tomorrow's cloudy, slight chance of a snowflake or two. 30 the high tomorrow, Thursday's dry, 31. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Rapid radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies, offering national LTE coverage and no subscription ever. Perfect for instant contact with an aging parent. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com and you'll get an extra 60% off, free UPS shipping, and add code radio for an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, partly cloudy skies with a high temperature of 77 degrees greet the Orioles today. First full squad workout. GM Mike Elias is on hand, of course, as is Oriole owner David Rubenstein, making his first spring training appearance and addressing how hands-on he was slash is in Orioles baseball decision-making.
Well, depends on your point of view, I guess. I was learning the Orioles, so I can't say I was as hands-on as somebody who'd been doing it for 10 years, but I tried to not do anything damaging to the team. And
one of the decisions that Rubenstein did sign off on was the acquisition of free agent outfielder Tyler O'Neill, 3 years, $49 million. O'Neill last year with the Red Sox.
I was always chasing Baltimore last year, playing in the AL East. You know, I'm familiar with the division, so Baltimore is a team to beat. So, you know, obviously, when they had interest in me early in the offseason, I was really excited about that.
About that, a Canadian, eh? Wonder what he thinks about the Four Nations hockey going on. We'll get to that in a minute. Meanwhile, former Oriole pitcher John Means has apparently found a new home, and it's in Cleveland. The left-hander made an all-star team in 2019 and tossed a no-hitter in 2021, but persistent elbow issues resulted in a pair of Tommy John elbow reconstruction surgeries that derailed the past 3 years of what was once a promising career here in Baltimore. Another Raven in the news for off-field behavior, offensive lineman Ben Cleveland was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence last week, according to the Baltimore Sun. Cleveland was stopped Wednesday in Milledgeville, Georgia. Blood alcohol level 0.178. The legal limit is 0.08. Cleveland will be a free agent in March. Get ready for round two. It'll be Thursday night in Boston. Talking about Four Nations hockey, USA, Canada, again, another heavyweight bout between the two best teams representing their countries in the tournament. Canada gets their courtesy of their 5-3 win yesterday over Finland. Center Nathan MacKinnon's reaction on playing the U.S. again.
Yeah, the last thing we wanted to do was go home today or tomorrow, whatever. So, whoever we're playing in the finals, obviously it's going to be the Americans. We'd love to play them again. We feel like we could beat those guys, and we plan on playing a little better Thursday.
U.S. beaten by Sweden last night, 2-1, didn't really mean anything. Brady Tkachuk was taken out of the game. Matthew Tkachuk, his brother, was a DNP. Thursday night, must-see TV. It'll be 8 p.m. on ESPN. Meanwhile, Maryland basketball letting that big win over Iowa sink in. Terps move up 5 notches in the AP poll. They're now 20th in the country. Freshman Derek Queen earns his 5th Big Ten Rookie of the Week award.
He's just gotten used to the physicality. I think that's the biggest thing. In high school, he's going up against guys that look like me. Then you come into this league and you go through it. I think he's gotten used to the physicality.
Head coach Kevin Willard on his freshman phenom from Baltimore, averaging 18 points and 11 rebounds per game over the last 7. Queen shot 75% from the field in 2 Maryland wins last week. The time now is 6:37. When we return, how long does the honeymoon last?
Do you need a job? Charles A. Klein & Sons, a family-owned company for 45 years, is looking for good, hard-working duct mechanics and service technicians. We offer competitive pay and great benefits, servicing all Maryland, D.C., and Northern Virginia. An open shop and non-commissioned environment located in Sykesville. And we hire from all around the state. Join our growing service department as a duct mechanic or service technician. Call Charles A. Klein today, 443-609-6697.
So you heard from Orioles owner David Rubenstein in the first couple of reports. You heard his Baltimore accent, Baltimore born and bred. Mm-hmm. Nice to hear it. And he talked about the payroll increasing and it's unlimited. I just wonder, and I know he's still got a little bit of a grace period here, but let's say the Orioles don't improve. Let's say they don't win a playoff game this year. Maybe they don't even make the playoffs. Who knows? Like, how long does the honeymoon last for a local owner here in Baltimore with this baseball team?
Ask John Angelos. And Peter Andrews.
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't completely local, though. I mean, they were originally, you know, he was originally from PA. He was a Baltimore transplant.
Right, right.
But still. All right, so Angelos bought the team in 92. Mm-hmm. They made the playoffs back-to-back, 96, 97. He had a good run there.
Yes, he did.
And then maybe a couple years after that, they were basically done.
Yeah.
They went 14 years in the wilderness without doing anything until Andy McPhail and Showalter came and all that
stuff.
I think
it's always about, you know, obviously winning, but it's the product that you put out on the field. If you're competitive, like, if you're not winning World Series, but if you're there competing in the division each and every year, that's one thing. But at the end of the day,
what are you laughing at over there?
You got to bring the results.
I grew up a Cubs fan.
Sorry. 108 years later.
How many years? As many as necessary.
That damn goat.
Yes.
I tell you what, one thing he did right, bringing in Katie Griggs to be the president of business operations, basically, they've lowered some prices, some concession prices. That'll go a long way, but you still have to win at the end of the day.
That fades very quickly if you don't put a winning product on the field.
Exactly.
All right, thanks, Gary. Appreciate that. 6:39, you're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and one Cubs fan.
Yes, one Cubs fan. Look, I mean, it's true. I mean, I watched a lot of their Ernie Banks say, let's play two. It didn't matter if they won or not. You know, you're just going to the ballpark to have a great time. I take the same attitude in going to see the O's. I mean, if they win, that's nice. But I just love the game. I just love watching the game. So, I mean, when I go somewhere, I always try to find out.
Well, you like the game if the game is played well.
Yes, yeah. And that's one thing.
If you're losing 100 games, you're not playing well.
No, and that's one thing that I discovered when I moved here in 76 was that how baseball is supposed to be played. You know, I mean, it was just wonderful. Good defense, and every once in a while, a 3-run home run.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I did see that I had not seen in Chicago with the Cubs. Seriously, if I go somewhere, I want to go and see a ball game on vacation, no matter where I am. It's just during baseball season, that's my recreation. And I keep adding new cities that I want to go to. Kansas City's next, actually.
You keep score? When you go to the game?
No, I don't. I don't do the box or anything. I watch the crowd. I watch the ballpark. The prettiest ballpark I've been in to watch a game in is Mile High, or whatever the stadium is out there in Denver.
Coors Field,
yeah. Because you see the sunset right over center field, and it's spectacular. Mm. With the mountains there, it is just gorgeous to watch. Game was okay. I don't really care. I just love being there to watch the game. All right. There's another game going on, and that is how many times we have to push back against the idea that boys should be allowed to play in girls' sports. I kind of thought we had this resolved this past November, that the American people had spoken very loudly and very clearly on this issue, as on a number of other issues. It's no surprise how Donald Trump felt about this issue. It's no surprise where the Republicans stand on this issue still. You have young boys who've decided they want to play on the girls' team, and they've decided to call themselves girls' names because, after all, that's what one does when you want to play on the girls' team. Now, these are little kids. They're not there for the jollies of looking at a naked girl. They're there because somehow they're very confused and think that the world revolves around them. One of them is this kid named Parker Terrell. Parker says she wants to play on the girls' team because she really loves soccer. Well, okay, there are girls' leagues, man.
I've been playing for 12 years. It's just really important. The motivation behind it was just me wanting to continue to do one of the things that I love most in my life.
Yeah, she just wanted to play soccer. All right, so sign up on the boys' team and play. And if you're not very good, get better. I mean, this is not rocket science. It's not brain surgery. And this is what kids are encouraged to do. But now, apparently, you have a generation of kids who are being taught that if you can't play at your level, or what you'd like to be your level when you're young, quit and go to a less challenging area. For a young boy to say, I want to play girls' soccer, that's his parents basically saying, listen, if you can't get on the boys' team, don't bother trying to get better. Go play with the girls. Yeah, you're bigger, stronger.
I still think there are larger issues there. That's a secondary issue. The larger issue is you have someone identifying as a complete opposite gender.
Gender dysphoria.
Exactly.
Big time. And the parents are allowing it.
That needs professional treatment. That's something that I think in many cases now being completely glossed over.
More on that coming up. Right now at 6:43, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
I always wanted to play water polo.
Yeah.
But I wasn't sure which team to play on.
Chuck, actually, I'm surprised because I understood that your Olympic sport was solo synchronized swimming.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
But after coming out of the pool, I wasn't sure which team I was on.
Yeah. I think the only sport he played in Irvington was Marco Polo.
Marco Polo?
Yeah.
Nobody ever came to find me, Mr. Casey.
Yes.
That's the problem. I was in the trolley barn on Frederick Avenue. Nobody ever came to find me.
Marco Polo.
Where the hell is that son of a bitch? He's done left someplace.
Yes. They're still looking for you.
Yeah, I know. Here I am down in Brooksville, folks. Come get me. Northbound 95, the construction is underway now, of course. You know, listen, at 5 o'clock in the morning, there's no construction. At 7 o'clock in the morning, there's construction. You tell me. We go through this all the time. So they're working 95 northbound after Route 24. 76-mile marker already at least a half mile back up on the northbound side. The wreck on the parkway now is on the shoulder. Some lanes are moving again. It hasn't completely cleared, but it's better than it was 25-30 minutes ago. Southbound, you'll still have brake lights after the airport cutoff and down through Arundel Mills. Heads up for later. State Highway says there will be construction today between 9 and 3 on the Beltway between Perrin Parkway and Harford Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast. It is going to be a partly sunny day today, but cold. A high of only 34 right now. Cloudy, 22 in Millersville, and it's 18 in Reisterstown. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon for the latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Bobo Johnson.
Everybody must eat. Everybody must eat. Everybody must eat.
Everybody must eat. Everybody
sounds like at the weekend at Whitaker's.
Yes.
You know?
Oh, going last names again?
Yeah. Have you ever heard of Perfy?
Who?
Perfy. P-E-R-F-Y.
No, Casey, no. I haven't.
It is a limited edition soda. It's apparently low sugar, low calorie. It's vegan friendly. And the low sugar soda brand Perfy is now offering a limited edition flavor, pepperoni pizza soda.
Oh, Lord.
No.
Designed for pizza lovers. This quirky soda captures the iconic taste of your favorite childhood pizzeria. Grease and all. So there you have it.
Nice.
Pepperoni pizza.
Grease and all.
Soda. Old El Paso has now put out their first dessert taco shells. Because after all, you got to follow up your fish tacos with a little caramel dessert taco shell. Yeah, so they have Cinnamon Toast Crunch flavor, taco shells, and now, of course, the caramel dessert taco shell.
Okay. All right.
You know what, Ring Pops? You ever seen a Ring Pop?
Yeah, someone has a kid who had those things.
Yeah. Now they have a milk chocolate Ring Pop, just in time for Easter.
Oh, good. Just in time to get chocolate all over your hands and your clothes. Here, kids, have seven of them.
That's right. It comes in spring-themed packaging, two individually wrapped chocolate gems. Perfect for enjoying now and saving for later.
Pass out some in the sales department in lieu of pay.
What do you do, rewrap it when you're halfway through?
Yes.
Save it? Or maybe they're just talking about having...
Put it in your back pocket.
Melt it. Never mind. Chuck, this was sent in from a listener. They wanted to make sure that you enjoy an occasional Epicurean delight.
Epicurean.
Yes, yeah, so this is from Marion. Marion sends in, please pass this along to Chuck. I think he will like it. Southern style chocolate gravy for biscuits.
No.
Now,
I like
this,
gravy.
This chocolate gravy lets you have chocolate for breakfast. Excellent served over hot flaky biscuits or homemade drop biscuits. And everyone will be, if you're interested, I'll send it to Debbie, and she can surprise you one day.
Yeah, she surprises me every day.
With some hot chocolate gravy for your flaky.
Just the fact that she still lives in the same house
as
me.
I was thinking the same thing, Chuck.
I did reach out to her, and she said, look, one flaky biscuit's enough.
Yes. Are you calling me a flaky biscuit?
Absolutely.
Oh, it's okay. It's early yet. It's only 10 minutes to 7. There's time for rebuttal.
We're getting ready for the Chuck Roast coming up.
Yes.
Warming up.
On June 20th, folks.
Well, we're going to have this through June?
Yeah.
Okay. We can have one joke between now and June, folks.
And for the price of admission, by the way, everybody gets a flak jacket because you're going to need it.
Yes, indeed. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
See you.
6:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. So this individual, who is a biological male, who now is identifying as a girl, now wants to play soccer, but he wants to play on the girls'
team.
Well, he'll be bigger, he'll be stronger, he'll be faster, and he will have a extra added advantage, and he could actually end up hurting one of the girls.
Yeah, and there is another young man slash wannabe girl who now is going by the name Iris, Iris Termel, who says, either you allow me to do what I want to do and play on the girls' teams, or basically I can't do any fun stuff for the rest of my entire life.
Yeah, all of my friends have been very supportive. They agree with me that it's just kind of stupid to single me out for no particular reason.
Yeah, that, of course, was not Iris. That was Parker Terrell saying all of her friends have been very supportive. Here's Iris.
I would not be able to try out for tennis, for track and field. I would not be able to try new things. I would be stuck doing things that I might necessarily not like the next year. I could be stuck in the same thing over and over.
Okay, now, the moms are with these kids while they're doing this. And the moms are just beaming. They're so happy about this. There's something really wrong in that dynamic, in my view. But I'm not inside their family. Maybe they're just being supportive and inside they're dying.
Look,
I don't know.
From a mother's perspective, not being a mother, but from a father's perspective, you are only as happiest as your,
kid is.
Your child is. So I get the fact that you want your child to lead a happy, well-adjusted life, but you kind of miss the boat.
This isn't well-adjusted.
You missed the boat here. You should have, intervened earlier on when they started having these feelings or these inklings that they were another gender. You should have poured all of your attention and focus into getting the necessary medical and psychiatric, whichever attention for your child, so you didn't put them through this ringer now where they're now going to be even more of an issue.
Look, one of my kids had trouble with math going into the SATs and did poorly first time around on the math side of the SATs. I didn't say, well, okay, don't bother taking the SATs again. Instead, we'll do the ACTs and hope that that does it. I said, all right, let's get a class. Let's get a tutor.
Right.
Learn better.
Yeah.
And to me, that is effective
parenting. Tackle the problem head on instead of trying to do the end around.
Yep.
6:51, you're listening to Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot. And up next, get ready for the soda tax and the bottle bill here in Maryland.
The Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show, presented by Maryland Heating and Air. March 1st and 2nd and 7th through 9th at the Timonium Fairgrounds Cow Palace and Exhibition Hall. Find great deals, new ideas, and practical advice with trusted local experts. Step into spring as you stroll through the blossoming feature gardens. Plus, see Leslie Davis and Lindsay Lamb from HGTV's Unsellable Houses March 7th and 8th. Shop, compare, and save on kitchens, baths, flooring, and more at the Maryland Home and Gardening Craft Show. Save on tickets at mdhomeandgarden.com.
Attention all kitchen and bath remodelers. Now for over four decades, Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers offers wholesale pricing on premium kitchen and bath solutions. At Chesapeake Kitchens, let our showroom be your showroom. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to ChesapeakeKitchens.com.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, a little bit of Queen, coming up during the 7 o'clock hour. Well, I'll tell you, the J.D. Vance speech over in Europe continues to irritate the globalists. We'll run down how some of that plays out for you. Also, Michael Steele, remember him? He used to be Republican. He used to be Lieutenant Governor under Bob Ehrlich. He's gone far left, and now he's really upset the Democrat Party because they're not as loud and annoying as he is. True. You hear from him directly on that. 653, traffic and weather on the threes. Chuck Whitaker.
Both the tunnel southbound now getting delays. 95 is slowing around the curve at O'Donnell Street. Everybody's open at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. And 895 now is slow back to the Eastern Avenue Bridge. So we're getting about 10, maybe 15-minute delays already southbound through there. There's some activity on the right side of the toll plaza on 895 northbound. So if you're coming up over the Steel Bridge as you come up to pay the toll, mostly everybody's staying to the left. There is one lane open to the right. There's a police car on the right side of the plaza. There's a brief delay there on the northbound side. Beltway has filled in now, especially on the west side from 795 down the hill towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. And have you tried the over-the-counter products for your foot pain and nothing seems to work? If that's you, it's time to check out the Good Feet Store. Stop the pain that's stopping you. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today or just stop by the store nearest you.
Weather channel says partly sunny today. It's going to be continued cold, 34, the expected high today. Right now it's windy, 25 in Stevensville, 20 in Ellicott City. A newly proposed tax on sugary beverages is obviously causing frustrations to pour in across the state as Marylanders continue to react to the stealth taxes and the direct taxes and fees and increases and everything in your face. Delegate Emily Shetty, the author of the 4-Hour Kids Act, also known as the soda tax, if passed, all sugary beverages such as soda, sports drinks, and energy drinks will contain a 2 cents per ounce tax. This includes syrups, powders, and artificially sweetened drinks as well, like Diet Coke.
We've seen significant increases in pediatric obesity. We've seen a lot of chronic health diseases, diabetes, cancers. They're all linked to these products.
Yeah. So this is what, a health bill? Okay, that's what they would have you believe. This is a health bill. Well, if it's a health bill, then how come it's just the sugary beverages?
Yeah.
Because I looked up the top 10 foods highest in sugar, and believe it or not, again, that's not the highest. Milkshakes are higher than soda. Of course, some of the juices there, that would be covered, and the sodas would be covered. But the milkshakes are higher in sugar. Cake.
Oh, yeah.
With frosting is higher in sugar. Commercial candies like Skittles are much higher in sugar. Fortified yogurt actually is higher in sugar than soda. Fast foods like hotcakes with syrup higher in sugar.
The syrup is all sugar.
Cereal bars are higher in sugar. And ready-to-eat cereals have much more sugar than sodas. Or sugary drinks that she's now proposing to tax. She tells us why.
By increasing the tax, it will give an opportunity for a point of inflection at the grocery aisle for a consumer to say, is this something that I really need this week, or is it a treat that I want to get for my family?
And this woman does not know how human nature. I mean, you don't. Okay, I'm standing here in the soda aisle. Gee, do I really need this week, a 2 cents an ounce tax? Or maybe I'll just, I'll come back next week and get it.
Yeah, that's exactly how it happens. And that's why you go through the, that's why you go through the checkout aisle with no food in it if you have kids with you.
Yeah. And, of course, consumers reacting to the soda tax as well.
That means it would be an extra 32 cents for a regular bottle of soda. That seems a little over the top.
I think it's a ripoff.
We pay so many taxes in Maryland as it is, you know. I understand, you know, the thought behind it, but boo.
It's like when they tax cigarettes and when they tax alcohol, stuff that they know that's bad for you. They tax sugary drinks, you know, so they fine, you know, the camera fines for speeding. So it's not really because they're worried about your health or public safety. No. They want the money. They want your revenue. Because if they didn't want the revenue, because let's face it, if they were to ban this stuff, they wouldn't get any revenue from it.
Yeah.
And yeah, that's the really healthy way to go. By the way, the FDA, under, of course, Bobby Kennedy Jr.'s tutelage, Americans on food stamps could be banned from buying bad food and sugary drinks. So that's That's a whole different argument.
Well, one of the things to take a look at is maybe we should have just the same amount of sugar that the same products have when sold in Europe, and not as much high fructose corn syrup or other kinds of sweeteners. Yeah. Maybe just regular sugar, real sugar, would be a good idea. Because we don't eat the healthiest sugars over here, in addition to everything else.
All right, Dave, we have some time a little bit later on in the show. I'm sure we'll squeeze it in. We'll tell you about the bottle bill. Again, that's going to tack on even more if you're buying anything in a glass, plastic bottle, or container. 658, Omega 50 is the coupon code if you're thinking about rescue natural supplements and omega-3s. And you can buy one, get one free right now of any of the essential fatty acids. These are essential to our diet. We don't eat enough of these omega-3s like the Eskimos do. Their whole life is based on oily fish and a fish diet. We don't eat that much in our American diet, so we need to supplement, and we need it because it's helpful with chronic inflammation. It helps with reducing cholesterol, the bad stuff, the triglycerides. It helps with skin tone and many other things that many people aren't getting as part of their diet. So right now, you can supplement with any one of the Rescue Omega 3 formulations. If you just buy one, get one free, use the coupon code OMEGA50. That's OMEGA50. When you order at 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483, or you can go online, and that is res-q.com.
Coming up after the 7 o'clock news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, J.D. Vance gave a speech over in Europe that still has the globalists kind of grasping their pearls, thinking, oh my God, what did he say?
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Turning its attention to the Social Security Administration, President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency. Panel Chair Elon Musk says millions in the Social Security database range in age from 100 to 159. Some are older than that. Posting on X, Musk writes, maybe Twilight is real. And there are a lot of vampires collecting Social Security. Meanwhile, it's a legal victory for Doge.
Monday evening, a federal judge declined to block Elon Musk's Department of Government Efficiency from gaining access to Education Department data on student borrowers. U.S. District Judge Randolph Moss ruled that the University of California Student Association, which brought the lawsuit, had not shown sufficient irreparable harm to receive such immediate relief. Doge has moved rapidly to install employees at federal agencies with the aim of cutting trillions of dollars in government waste. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
Saudi Arabia is hosting U.S.-Russia talks on ending the war in Ukraine. Those discussions now underway between high-level delegations. Ukraine is not at the table, neither is the EU.
Clearly the message that European leaders are going to want to show after a very bruising, shocking few days is one of unity. The message that Ukraine cannot be forced into a peace deal without its approval, and that Europe must play a key role too, since this is something that fundamentally affects European security.
The BBC's Andrew Harding. 18 people injured when a Delta Airlines plane overturned while landing yesterday afternoon at Toronto's Pearson Airport. The airliner was inbound from Minneapolis at the time. The weather may have been a factor. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures pointing to a higher open. The Dow futures are up 54 points. NASDAQ futures 79 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
Justin.
Good morning at 7:03, Talk Radio 680, WCBM. Traffic weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
It's almost a mile back up now in Harford County on the interstate. They do construction this time of the morning, believe it or not, northbound after Route 24, 76-77 mile marker northbound. And again, there's at least a mile back up, so heads up for that once you get past Mountain Road on the northbound side. Limited lanes up through the construction area. There's still an incident here at the Toll Plaza northbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. So one far lane to the right is open, but everybody else is just kind of hanging out in the left side of the plaza northbound. There's a backup right through there. Both the tunnels are heavy now southbound. 895 backing up towards Erdman Avenue. 95 is slowing between O'Donnell Street, Eastern Avenue. So we're definitely back into the normal business today through there. Beltway, all the heavy traffic now forming up Parkville side, Interloop at Green Spring, 795 to Frederick Road down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cold temperatures today, tomorrow, and Thursday, getting warmer into the weekend. A mix of sun and clouds today, 34. Tomorrow's cloudy, slight chance of a snowflake or two. 30 the high tomorrow, Thursday's dry, 31. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Right up, Bel-Air, 21 degrees. Ellicott City also 21 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. 7:04, I'm Bruce Elliott, and now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in the December stabbing death of a man in Towson. 46-year-old Michael Distance is charged with first-degree murder in the death of 37-year-old Johnny Charles in the unit block of Eco Way Court. Distance is being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. 27-year-old man under arrest after he was found sleeping in a stolen vehicle. Baltimore police say the suspect is accused of carjacking a 62-year-old man in the 4800 block of Windsor Mill Road Sunday morning. The Woodlawn man was arrested after police located the stolen vehicle and found him sleeping in it. Suspect is facing charges that include carjacking and armed robbery. And Baltimore City Health Department says a code blue extreme cold alert will take effect today and continue through Friday morning. Interim Health Commissioner Mary Beth Heller issued an alert due to the extended cold weather forecast, saying residents should take all necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who may need assistance. It's 7:05 on WCBM. Pick three lottery number from last night, 796. Your pick 40082. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while, and I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
With Orioles owner David Rubenstein in Sarasota, full spring workouts begin today for the Birds. Facing the media yesterday, Rubenstein gave his take on what makes a baseball team a winner in today's major leagues.
So I think I did a reasonable job of trying to do what I was supposed to do, which is to try to energize the fan base a bit and try to show that I cared about what was happening in Baltimore and with the team. I could always do a better job, but I hope to be engaged publicly again with the Orioles and go to as many games as possible and be actively involved in the civic affairs of Baltimore.
All right, and that sounds good. At the same time, in terms of payroll, Rubenstein said that it's not only money that makes a team a winner, but here's something interesting to note. Of the four teams that made it to last year's league championship series, three of them, the Dodgers, the Mets, and the Yankees, had top five payrolls. The other team, the Indians, were 23rd. The Orioles were 22nd, and the Royals, who beat the Orioles in the wild card round, were 20th. Ravens reserve lineman Ben Cleveland Johnson was arrested last week on suspicion of DUI in Georgia. According to the Baltimore Sun, Cleveland will be a free agent in the month of March. And here's something that you don't see very often, a little bit of controversy following Towson's big victory over Monmouth the other night in men's basketball. 80-54 was the final. Hawks head coach and former Carolina star point guard King Rice disparaging Towson player Tomiwa Suleiman for his shooting. Suleiman, a big forward, had 7 rebounds in the game, but only shot 2 for 7. Suleiman kind of called him out on it. After the game, here's Suleiman responding to Rice.
Keep my name out your mouth. Anyways, oh, he just said, I don't shoot 50%, and I don't shoot 50%, but 33 and a dub, I'll take that. I ain't gonna lie.
33% and a win, not too bad. Meanwhile, the Tigers starting to get some national exposure. They extend their winning streak to 12, and they've moved up to number 15 in the national mid-major poll. Coming up at 7:35, Apple TV with a big announcement. And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.real estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.real estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store. Welcome back. This is The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Oh, wait a second. Wait a second. He just left the studio. Stein just left the studio. Saying, yeah. Boy, I wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning for this because we were kidding him. I'm thinking, you wake up at 5? You sleep in?
Rolls in there at 5:30.
Yes. Really?
He wakes up probably about 8:30-ish or so.
Yes.
Hour 2 here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliott, Talk Radio 680. WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. Coming up in this hour, Michael Steele's Democrat rant. We'll talk about that. CBS. Full frontal attack on free speech. You just heard it.
Yeah.
All right. And here's our top story of the day.
Our top story of the day is J.D. Vance this past weekend, gave a speech in Europe to members of the European Union. They were aghast because he spoke bluntly with them. And they decided to warn Donald Trump about his behavior. Somehow that they're warning us about our behavior toward them because they've been freeloading off of us since World War II and us supplying all their defense dollars. You following along so far? And they're trying to guilt us somehow because we're not supplying those without saying, hey, time for you to pony up as well. Yeah, it's a crazy world in which we live. All right, Talk Radio 680 WCBM is our telephone number. Toll free long distance is 1-800-WCBM-680. Still to come during the course of this hour, later on during this hour, CBS, they're attacking free speech. This is from top to bottom. They're launching these attacks on every single show you have. And still to come, also later in the show, we might actually be speaking with an ICE guy. During the 8 o'clock hour, we'll know more about that coming up. Once we have it absolutely locked in and confirmed, we will let you know. All right, so at any rate, J.D. Vance gave a speech over in Europe. And he said, you know, maybe it's time for you guys to listen to your citizens, to listen to what they have to say, because they're not actually feeling like you're paying attention to them at all. And you're simply doing what you've been programmed to do from top to bottom. Because they do have opinions, and their opinions are worth hearing. And besides which, if you listen to them and you pay attention to their opinions, you'll know that you're going to be leading your citizens someplace they want to go. That, in essence, is what he said. Here he is in his own words.
The people have a voice. European leaders have a choice. And my strong belief is that we do not need to be afraid of the future. You can embrace what your people tell you, even when it's surprising, even when you don't agree. And if you do so, you can face the future with certainty and with confidence, knowing that the nation stands behind each of you. And that, to me, is the great magic of democracy.
That is the great magic of democracy, or in our case, of a representative republic. More from J.D. Vance. And then Rick Wilson of the Lincoln Project, and trying to make himself relevant again. You'll hear from him, too. That's coming up on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, right now at 713. Traffic and weather on the threes. Once again, here he is, Mr. Traffic Face Johnson.
Backups at both harbor tunnels pretty solid now. 895, the old Harbor Tunnel Thruway, is now backed up. I'm looking at the camera here, Pulaski Highway. It's almost back to the ramp at Moravia Road. Might be there by now, just in that area. Pretty solid backup from there, and that goes from there all the way through the old Harbor Tunnel and then working its way to the Toll Plaza area. So that's at least 20 to 25 minutes. 95 now is slowing just south of the city-county line at Moravia Road. So that's from there into the plaza at the Fort McHenry Tunnel and then out towards 95 Russell Street and at Camden Yards on 95. So 25 minutes again there. Just the normal delays right now through the area. Beltway, nothing out of the ordinary. Slowing at Hartford Road. Inner Loop at Green Spring, not bad. 795 to Frederick Road on the west side. JFX still clear. You're good to go there between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says partly sunny and cold today, 34 down to 20 tonight, and maybe a chance of some light snow tomorrow with a high of only 30. It dries out Thursday, cloudy 31. Hang in there. Warmer temperatures on the way this weekend. Right now, cloudy 20 in Ellicott City, 21 in Middle River. Time for your MAGA movement update.
From this moment on, America's decline is over. For American citizens, January 20th, 2025 is Liberation Day.
So, a big impasse or standoff is developing between the House and the Senate over the Trump agenda, whether it's the one big beautiful bill or the two separate bills. And right now, the Senate is flexing its muscles. John Thune and other senators are arguing that, look, we marshaled through some of these controversial nominees. Yep. We got it done. And the reason why we got it done, because we have a 53-47 margin.
Yeah.
The margins over in the House are much smaller. It's razor thin. You can't afford to lose more than, what, one vote?
One vote, I think.
And so the House is supposed to, they're out this week, they're supposed to vote next week on their one big beautiful bill. The Senate is voting this week. Stage one is funding the border, which Tom Homan says, I need it, and I need the money now. I need it like yesterday. So the Senate's going to vote on their first part of their bill, and then the two-part, the Trump tax cuts and everything comes a little bit later on, within the first 100 days, I might add. So it's an interesting development here because the Senate does have more room to play with than over in the House.
Yeah.
So the question is, you know, does the Senate pass first and Speaker Johnson then adopts the Senate bill, or is he going to demand that the House go first and it's the House bill? So I wouldn't play too much because your time's a-wasting, as they say.
Well, money bills are supposed to originate in the House.
Yeah,
not on the Senate side.
Yeah, but the Senate can have a bill, and they can the House can adopt that bill as their own.
True enough.
So that's it. So the money technically would originate in the House, but it might be the Senate's idea. That's the thinking here. So we'll have to wait and see. But I wouldn't drag your feet on this because we need it like yesterday. Department of Homeland Secretary. Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem delivered a message to the world yesterday about coming to America.
I'm Kristi Noem, the United States Secretary of Homeland Security. Thank you, President Donald J. Trump, for securing our border and putting America first. Let me deliver a message from President Trump to the world. If you are considering entering America illegally, don't even think about it. Let me be clear. If you come to our country and you break our laws, we will hunt you down. Criminals are not welcome in the United States. For too long, weak leadership has left our borders wide open, flooding our communities with drugs, human trafficking, and violent criminals. Well, those days are over. Under President Trump, we are defending American families and restoring their safety. If you try to enter illegally, you will be caught. You will be removed, and you will never return. Follow the law, and you'll find opportunity. If you break it, you'll find consequences. Strong borders mean a stronger America.
President Trump is making America safe again.
So there's a big debate about free speech. We'll get to that here at the bottom of the hour regarding what's happening in Munich, which we just heard from Vice President Vance. We'll hear from CBS. But there is a line that must be drawn. And that line is going to be when there's a call to action. When you actually advocate the death of someone or you are urging people to kill someone, that is not protected speech. That is a call to action.
Correct, yeah.
And so we've seen people dance around the edges here. Hakeem Jeffries, we're going to fight in the streets. Kwasi Mfume, we're going to fight you in the streets. Again, that can be taken both ways.
Right.
Bill Burr, we had the comedian the other day saying that all the billionaires should be killed. Well, it's like Shakespeare, kill all the lawyers. I mean, it's, but this guy is taking the cake. An alleged comedian from Brooklyn, Darius Dinkins, appeared on TikTok just the other day and said this.
Listen, all the Elon Trump stuff, it's getting to a point, man. It's getting like somebody is going to have to, preferably someone who's already doing it, you know, so one of y'all, but somebody's going to have to just throw their life away on this one, you know. Just kind of take one for the team, you know. Just kind of, somebody has got to just, you know, kind of get in there and go make history.
You know who you are. You know who you are. So just buck up and do your duty, you know.
Do your duty.
I'll throw your life
away.
I'm
talking about suicide.
Yeah.
You go ahead and try to kill anybody, any president, any party, and you are committing suicide. You will be done away with promptly.
And this comes on the heels of that pastor that we played last week.
Correct.
Saying violence,
for it. Violence is justified.
Is necessary, yeah. So, again, hopefully they're getting visits from the Secret Service. Hey, this is great news. President Trump, Ed Martin, is a friend of this program. Ed Martin was with the Phyllis Schlafly Foundation. He has been the acting U.S. District Attorney in D.C. He has done a wonderful job. President Trump just nominated him for the gig permanently. So Ed Martin is a great guy, and hopefully he'll get that. For years, we've been talking about SSRIs on this program and what role they played in school shootings. I've just learned that the Secretary of the Health and Human Services, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., says one of his goals is to assess the prevalence of and threat posed by this prescription of selective serotonin reuptake inhibitors. SSRIs, antipsychotics, mood stabilizers, stimulants, and weight loss drugs on the American human population. So that is great news there. President Trump has signed an energy executive order and holds an impromptu press conference at the Oval Office the other day. He's unleashing energy. And we also got that Ukraine's going to have to pay at least $350 billion back to the United States for the monies that we've sent over there. That's day 30 of the MAGA movement and the Trump 47 agenda.
We will not be conquered. We will not be intimidated. We will not be broken. And we will not fail. From this day on, the United States of America will be a free, sovereign, and independent nation. We will stand bravely. We will live proudly. We will dream boldly. And nothing will stand in our way because we are Americans. The future is ours. And our golden age has just begun.
7:21, joining us now from the law offices of Michael A. Friedman is Counselor Stephen Friedman. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, good morning, Sean. How you doing?
We are fine, sir. Thank you.
Okay, so for 2025, we at the Law Office of Michael Friedman have put together our new and improved auto accident checklist card. We've actually even laminated it for this year, so it's even more durable than in the past. So we urge all listeners, all drivers, to get a hold of the auto accident checklist card. Really important. You should put it with your registration in your glove compartment. God forbid you're in an accident. You know, you will be nervous, you'll be panicky, you'll have anxiety. Here, this really makes getting information dummy-proof. If you're, God forbid, in an accident, you'll take the auto accident checklist card, and really, you can go line by line to get the necessary information. How do you obtain the card? Two ways. You can either go to our website at maflaw.com, scroll down until you see the card, you can click on it, or feel free to call our office, 410-363-6848. Give us your name, give us your address, and we'll send you out one. Actually, each driver of your family should have one. So let's go through some of the most important points on our checklist card. Number one, and this is in no particular order, call 911 if you've been involved in an auto accident. Certainly, the police can and will protect the scene, and they will help you obtain information from the other driver or drivers. Number two, you want to get the insurance information from all of the other parties. That's very, very important. And if for some reason you can't get the insurance information, make sure you jot down the tag number of the other party or parties. At the Law Office of Michael Friedman, we're actually hooked into the MVA. So if you provide us a tag number, we can input it, and we will be able to get back the information on the other driver, their name, their address, and most importantly, if they have insurance. That's important. If you have a cell phone, which hopefully most people do, take pictures of the damage to your vehicle. Take pictures to the damage of the other vehicles and of the scene. That's very important and very helpful for us. Another important point, witness information. After accidents, sometimes at-fault party drivers will say, yes, it's my fault, and then days and weeks after the accident, they'll change their tune. So if you can locate witnesses right after the accident and get their information, it's very valuable. And we've had clients in the past actually take their cell phones and record on video the witness, you know, saying whatever it is that they're going to say about the accident. So you want to lock down a story because, unfortunately, people change their tunes as accidents go. So there are other points, obviously, on our card. So it's important to have, and it's a service that the Law Office of Michael Friedman provides. So, again, go to our website, maflaw.com, or feel free to give us a call at 410-363-6848. And we will provide it to you. And certainly, any questions regarding your personal injury case, whether it's an auto accident or slip and fall, give us a call, and we will go to work for you. All right?
All right, Stephen, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Have a great week.
Thank you. You too.
723, traffic and weather on the 3s. Chuck Whitaker.
The ride south towards Annapolis, I-97, you'll hit the normal delay now. We're definitely back in business today after the holiday yesterday, so we're slow. Right at 32 down to the bridge at 178. It's a normal delay southbound. Everybody's good through Annapolis from the Bay Bridge over through the Severn River Bridge and then over towards I-97. Back up 895 northbound, a little bit unusual. There's still an incident on the right side of the toll plaza northbound at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Both the tunnels southbound, 20 to 25 minute delays right now on 95 and 895 moving south. Construction delays Harford County. Northbound 95, they're working in the area north of Route 24. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather tonight is partly sunny and 34 today. Right now we got some cloud cover, 23 in Arnold. It is 20 in Parkville. Let's go to Tim in Essex.
Morning, Tim. Timothy could not hang on with us. Give us a shout back if he had the opportunity. 410-WCBM-680 is our telephone number. J.D. Vance over in Europe urging the European leaders to stop simply charting their own way and to actually begin to listen to their constituents.
To believe in democracy is to understand that each of our citizens has wisdom and has a voice. And if we refuse to listen to that voice, even our most successful fights will secure very little. As Pope John Paul II, in my view, one of the most extraordinary champions of democracy on this continent or any other, once said, "Do not be afraid." We shouldn't be afraid of our people, even when they express views that disagree with their leadership.
So he basically gave them a dressing down in Europe. They did not take it all that well, to be blunt. Rick Wilson here from the Lincoln Project wants to make himself, if at all possible, pertinent in this conversation. So he decided to go ahead and take a cheap shot at J.D.
They're trying to pull together a Europe that looks like what Vladimir Putin wants in his dreams. And my German friend, you know, when she texted me back, she said, you know, I'm sure J.D.'s speech sounded better in Russian when they worked it up the first time. It just was not anything but a pro-Putin vision of Europe.
See, apparently, if you listen to your constituents, when they give you their opinion, that's
Putin. I'm not quite sure how that logic holds, but, you know, it's a perfectly fine way to slime your opponent if you have that opportunity. That's Rick Wilson, who went on to say that J.D. Vance is proposing that the immigrants who are coming to Europe, the ones who keep flooding across the Middle East, somehow they're not the problem. It's the, quote, right wing responding to them. That's the problem.
The flood of immigration into Europe in the post-Middle East moment has led to opportunities for the far right they would not have had under other circumstances. It is an issue that works very effectively with working class voters, just as it does in the U.S. I think that we're in a very dangerous moment, and if you were to ask me how it ends, unfortunately, I think it ends in blood and terror.
Yeah, there you go. It ends in blood and terror. Now, how does that happen? Follow his logic here. It makes very little sense, but it's useful if you kind of try to figure out exactly how the political left actually thinks. Here's his scenario. Trump, instead of actually trying to find a resolution to this war between Ukraine and Russia, in Rick Wilson's view, he's going to abandon Ukraine to sell them out to the Ruskies, and then the Ruskies will somehow magically decide it's all good to invade Western Europe.
Donald Trump is going to sell Ukraine down the river to Putin, and it's not going to stop. He'll go into Poland. He'll go into the Baltics. He'll go into Germany. This is a green light for terror and horror in Europe that we haven't seen since World War II.
Okay, now, just pause for a moment, Sean. We're members of NATO. We are bound by NATO to respond if any member of NATO is attacked. We are to respond. So this wild hair he gets that Putin, after solving what's going on in Ukraine, is going to invade Germany. I'm thinking, are you serious?
Hey, they've taken this leap that because Trump and Vance and others are demanding that all NATO members pay their
fair share,
that means if they don't, then we're going to pull out and we're going to leave NATO high and dry. That's not going to happen. This is sort of a manifest destiny, foreign policy, the Trump doctrine, if you will. It's all about peace, but it's peace through strength. Economic security guarantees national and global security. So, again, it's just let's spend some money making sure that your fair share is being paid to NATO and everything's going to be fine. 7:30 coming up next, CBS attacking free speech. Right now, here's Bruce with the update.
Thank you, Sean. Baltimore City Health Department says a code blue extreme cold alert will take effect today, continue through Friday morning. Interim Health Commissioner Mary Beth Heller issued the alert due to the extended cold weather forecast, saying residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check on neighbors who may need assistance. Hartford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor speaking out against a Maryland Senate bill that would require law enforcement to deny access to certain databases, facilities, or buildings by the folks in ICE. In a social media video, Gaylor says that the Senate Bill 977 would provide a safe place for criminal illegal immigrants right here. They can hide in Maryland. The sheriff says pro-criminal legislators are looking to make Maryland the friendliest state in the nation for criminal illegal immigrants. BGE crews continuing their efforts to restore service to several thousand customers after damaging winds downed trees and power lines on Sunday. BGE has deployed additional crews to assist with repairs, and the utility expects that the vast majority of customers will have their power restored by Wednesday night. That's tomorrow night. On Sunday, there are more than 100,000 customers without power. And Odette Ramos says she and other Baltimore City Council members have heard the public's concerns regarding the BGE rate hike, and there will be a public hearing on the matter this week. On Thursday, 4:30 p.m., the Council's Legislative Investigations Committee will host that hearing. In addition to asking BGE and the Office of People's Counsel about the increase, they want to hear from residents. Coming up on 7:32 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, coming up next, WCBM traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, this is Kevin Mawai, Pro Football Hall of Famer. I spent 16 years as an offensive lineman, battling in the trenches every week. That takes a toll on your body.
especially your feet. Every achievement was built on years of commitment and passion for the game. Now it's about enjoying life beyond the field. After I retired, the aches and pains did not go away. That's why I turned to Good Feet Arch Supports. They've given me the stability I need. Good Feet Arch Supports are designed to support all four arches in each foot, evenly distribute your body weight, and support your kinetic chain. Now, over a decade into retirement, I'm still staying active thanks to my Good Feet Arch Supports. If you want to keep moving comfortably, no matter what you're doing, check out the Good Feet Store. It's all about staying in the game, however you define it. Live the life you love. Don't let your feet get in the way. Try them for yourself with a free fitting and test walk.
The Good Feet Store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
Lottery numbers, pick 3, 796, pick 4, 0082, and now it's 733. Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the 3s.
And both the tunnels southbound continue with their delays. 95 is backed up almost back to the city-county line. 895 is slowing around Pulaski Highway. So from there and then getting through both the tunnels southbound, anywhere from 25 to 30 minutes right now, and that's barring any new problems. All the lanes are open, but it's just very slow through the area this morning. Northbound 895 has some slowing coming up to the toll plaza at the Old Harbor Tunnel. An incident there on the right side. JFX, you're still good. Beltway, all the normal delays. Parkville side through Pikesville now. And the west side has been solid from 795 down to Frederick Road. Tree down. New report now. Apparently been there several days. Baltimore County, be careful at Long Green Pike in the area at Glen Arm Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the 3s. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cold temperatures today, tomorrow, and Thursday, getting warmer into the weekend. A mix of sun and clouds today, 34. Tomorrow's cloudy, slight chance of a snowflake or two. 30 the high tomorrow, Thursday's dry, 31. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hi, I'm Kyle, founder of Blindster.com. I started Blindster in 2010 to make quality, custom-made blinds affordable to everyone. Traditional window covering retailers are expensive. Our prices are low and our blinds are guaranteed to fit. Blindster.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Orioles owner David Rubenstein meeting the media yesterday in Sarasota as full spring workouts are set to begin today. Rubenstein answering questions for about 20 minutes, including how closely he worked with GM Mike Elias in the offseason.
We were in communication every single day, several times a day. Mike Arrighetti and me sent us emails or text every day. We knew what was going on, and we went back and forth. And, you know, I can't say that I added a lot of value to his baseball knowledge. He knows a lot more than I know.
Later, Rubenstein was asked about his baseball building philosophy.
Baseball has shown over the years that generally spending now doesn't necessarily produce championships. So championships are won by team spirit, by having real good camaraderie, and by having good players. And so it's a combination of things.
Get ready for round two Thursday night in Boston, talking about the Four Nations Hockey Tournament Final, Canada and the United States. The Canadians get there by virtue of their 5-3 win yesterday over the Finns. U.S. beaten by Sweden 2-1, but that game didn't count. It had already clinched. The U.S. had. Here's Canada's Nathan MacKinnon on the upcoming matchup.
Yeah, the last thing we wanted to do was go home today or tomorrow, whatever. So, whoever we're playing in the finals, obviously it's going to be the Americans. We'd love to play them again.
It'll be interesting to see how the crowd reacts to Canada. Of course, the Canadian crowd booing the U.S. national anthem. It'll be interesting to see what the Boston crowd does on Thursday night. The Indiana Fever's Caitlin Clark is in the news, or more accurately, her agent, Erin Kane, telling ESPN she doesn't think it's possible for the Fever star to be paid by the WNBA, quote, what she's really worth, and that CBA talks should move the line forward a lot for WNBA players. Clark's salary is expected to be just about $78,000. That's it for the 2025 season. She will make an additional $2.5 million approximately in endorsements. An economist at Indiana University Columbus, interviewed by the Indianapolis Star, recently said that Clark was responsible for $36 million in economic impact to the city of Indianapolis. Big win for the Maryland women last night in College Park. They defeat Michigan 85-77, the final. Terps football news. Brian Williams, Mike Loxley's defensive coordinator, coordinator for the past three seasons, is leaving for the defensive coordinator job at Jacksonville State. This according to Matt Zenitz, reporting on X. Zenitz used to be a local reporter here for the Carroll County Times. Williams was the primary recruiter for prized local quarterback freshman Malik Washington out of Archbishop Spalding, but Maryland's defense had a dismal season a year ago. The time now is 7:37 when we return Apple TV with a major announcement.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Do you guys have Apple TV by any chance?
I do.
You ever watch Ted Lasso?
I do.
Yep,
I did.
Three seasons in?
Yeah, very good show.
It's coming back.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
This was a big upset because nobody thought it was coming back. It's been 3 years, basically, since the last episode. But Apple TV announcing the other day that they're getting the cast and the crew together. Mm-hmm. Warner Brothers is producing the show, and they're in the script writing process, and the first few have been done, and shooting should begin in April or May.
Wow.
A fourth season for Ted Lasso, the soccer show.
Yeah. Yeah.
And everybody should be coming back.
And they come back because of ratings and revenue. That's the reason why they come back.
Especially the revenue.
Yeah. Well, they always leave them wanting more. And people wanted more after that series.
That's exactly true.
So we shall see. Since we get every single half hour. Right here.
Wanting more.
Yeah, exactly.
And more. Because I never give them enough.
No.
We didn't want to say that, Gary, but thank you for that.
Thank you for that.
I heard you guys. I heard you guys talking about my sleep patterns before.
Yeah, you wake up at 5 o'clock. We're there at 6.
I got the volume turned up in the studio, in the booth over there.
All right. It's
you're waking up at 2 o'clock in the morning. Just, oh, I woke up at 5 o'clock for this. Oh, really?
Idiots. You guys are idiots. 2 o'clock in the morning.
But he has a day job, too.
That's right. That's true.
How many years have you been doing that?
Waking up this early?
Yeah.
Well, for which time? First time? Or this is the most recent time. I started in fall of 1992.
Jeez.
So it's been...
3 years so far.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I'm so good at math.
Yeah, you're really good at math. Yeah. Bruce, how about you? Since 1938?
No. Actually, I was used to working either afternoons or middays until...
Until this guy told you to come in the morning.
Yeah. He said, listen, forget that starting at 9 o'clock in the morning thing. How about showing up here like at 3 or 4 in the morning instead? Oh, great, I'll do that.
Yeah.
We call it shared misery. Charles Kuralt said it best. You never get used to getting up in the morning. You just get used to feeling terrible. We clean that up.
In honor of you guys, I'm getting it in 4 from now on. Okay?
Oh, sure. Thank you very much, Gary. Appreciate that. All right, First Amendment. The media acts as if they're the only beneficiaries of the First Amendment. Freedom of the press, right?
Yeah.
But if you look at the Order of Rights in the First Amendment, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of people peacefully to assemble or, I'm sorry, and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. So it's actually, freedom of speech comes before freedom of press, although they're all one and the same thing. But they act as if they're the only ones that get to say, and look, I agree, the Democrats can be beaten on a regular basis because they have no ideas.
Correct.
All they have is identity politics and they fearmonger. And we saw that in this last election. The media is the true enemy of the American people. And Donald Trump knows that. And that's why he treats them with such disdain and calls them fake news, because it's the media that has been implanting this bunch of nonsense in people's brains. The U.S. media is no longer couching and obfuscating its support of censorship. It is cheerleading for it. The other day, CBS's Margaret Brennan said that free speech caused Hitler to gas 6 million Jews and got the pushback from Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Well, he was standing in a country where free speech was weaponized to conduct a genocide. And he met with the head of a political party that has far-right views and some historic ties to extreme groups. The context of that was changing the tone of it. And you know that the censorship was specifically about the right.
No, I have to disagree with you. free speech was not used to conduct a genocide. The genocide was conducted by an authoritarian Nazi regime that happened to also be genocidal because they hated Jews and they hated minorities and they hated those that they had a list of people they hated, but primarily the Jews. Mm-hmm. There was no free speech in Nazi Germany. There was none. There was also no opposition in Nazi Germany. They were a sole and only party that governed that country. So that's not an accurate reflection of history.
Kudos to Secretary Rubio for pushing back on that.
It's just not a reading of history.
Exactly. It's not a reading. It's a distortion. It's an absolute distortion of history. Distorting the First Amendment and not pointing out that, you know, they took all the guns away too in Germany. So the Second Amendment would have applied as well. But imagine now, and a little bit later on if we have time, we'll get to this in the show. CBS's 60 Minutes promoting an end to free speech, glorifying what the Germans are doing.
Right.
And what England's doing out there with these internet censors. And they actually went on a raid with them. I don't know if you saw the piece or not. They went on a raid because somebody had
posted a meme.
Right.
They posted, look, apparently it was an ugly meme. It was like an anti-Semitic meme. Okay, I get it. It's not pleasant. But the idea is somewhere we're going to make, we're freedom of thought means freedom of ugly thought we disagree with as well.
Right.
And so you have them conducting a raid, arresting this individual because they posted a meme online.
All right, we do need a contestant for Choose Your Fake News. Oh, we just got one, so thank you very much. We'll do that in just a second.
First, though, Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes. Good morning, Chuck.
Morning, brought to you as a service of Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex, 895 northbound this morning. A little bit unusual, not much of a backup, usually northbound, when we're backed up through the area of the K-Trust Bridge, which is a steel bridge right before the plaza. There's activity on the right side of the toll plaza northbound. As a result, most of the traffic is staying right in the center. So there's a little backup there, a little unusual. Southbound still backed up to Pulaski Highway on 895 and 95, trying to get into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Your backup starts all the way back at the city-county line. 25 to 30-minute delays coming south into both the harbor tunnels. Beltway, yep, all the normal delays are in play. JFX, nothing major, but a little more traffic now south of Ruxton Road down through the city-county line. The construction area is slow in Harford County, 95 north of Route 24, and heads up today after 9. It looks like they'll be working today on the inner loop of the Beltway between Paring Parkway and Harford Road. Keep your vehicle ready for winter driving. Do it today. Check your battery, your belts, hoses, tires, and antifreeze. Get it all done by the experts at Bernie's Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, sunshine 34 today, and tonight's low about 20. Right now it is cloudy, 23 in Millersville, 20 in Pikesville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We've got a WCBM 100th anniversary t-shirt and coffee mug for our winner today. Joe is in Parkville. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Joe. Good morning, Sean. Good. How are you?
Good morning. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
Okay. All right. Good luck to you. Here are your three stories. Story one. At the University of Tennessee at Martin, outrage and controversy over an art display that blasphemed the Christian faith. One painting depicted Jesus Christ as being transgendered. Another featured a man dressed in clerical robes cutting up a lamb. It's all part of the display, Transgender Jesus. And Their God Tells Me Love is Self-Hatred. Story two, a Florida woman has been arrested after she went over to a man's home who stiffed her on a date. Apparently the woman got into a fight with the man, climbed a fence to his property, pushed through a door, began punching him. At some point she grabbed a gardening tool and hit him with it.
And hurt like hell.
Apparently she was just trying to cultivate a relationship. Hmm.
Yeah, that was a hoe with a hoe.
Proof she wasn't a hoe, yeah.
Story three. Lego has announced the Kamala Harris Lego set. It is believed to be the first politically themed Lego set in the toy maker's history. The failed presidential candidate will be featured in this exclusive set, which does include a house, the second gentleman, Doug Emhoff, and several yellow school buses. All right. Story one, transgender Jesus display at Tennessee University. Story two, a woman arrested for attacking man with gardening tool. Story 3, Lego has announced the first political set called designed after Kamala Harris. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
3, please.
Chuck goes for number 3. Bruce?
Yeah, number 1 and 2 seem perfectly reasonable. Number 3, I think the Lego set for Kamala would have to include the ability to reach for a new Lego without being bound by the Lego you just stepped on. So I think that that is a fake news story.
All right, Bruce goes for story 3. Kristen?
3.
Kristen goes for 3. And Joe, you want to make it unanimous?
Oh, my God, this is difficult. But yeah, I'm going to go with 3, too.
All right, Joe says it's difficult.
He's going with 32.
But it was influenced by, of course, the panel. Story 3, Lego's first ever political set. Kamala Harris Lego set. Yeah, that's our fake news story of the day. Imagine having all those Kamala Harris Legos in your home. Congratulations, Joe. Put you on hold. Tell you how to get your prize. Appreciate that. Do it all again tomorrow morning right here on WCBM. 60 Minutes.
With the Lego set for her, you're not actually able to build anything.
Here's a clip of 60 Minutes over interviewing a panel of Germans on internet crime.
Is it a crime to insult somebody in public?
Yes.
It is.
And it's a crime to insult them online as well?
Yes.
The fine could be even higher if you insult someone in the internet.
Why?
Because in internet, it stays there. If we are talking here face to face, you insult me, I insult you, okay, finish. But if you're in the internet, if I insult you or a politician...
That sticks around forever.
Yeah.
The prosecutors explain German law also prohibits the spread of malicious gossip, violent threats, and fake quotes.
If somebody posts something that's not true, and then somebody else reposts it or likes it, are they committing a crime?
In the case of reposting, it is a crime as well, because the reader can't distinguish whether you just invented this or just reposted it. That's the same for us.
The punishment for breaking hate speech laws can include jail time for repeat offenders.
Wow. So this is, make no mistake about it, twice in one day, Margaret Brennan on Deface the Nation and 60 Minutes advocating censorship, advocating that hate speech must be contained. This notable case in Germany is of Marie-Therese Kaiser. She's a member of the AfD party. That's the opposition party over there that Vice President Vance went and spoke to after his Munich speech. She was fined for posts about immigrant crime statistics. All she did was put stats up that the more you let in unchecked immigration, the more crime goes up.
Yeah.
That's not hate. That's using data.
That's observation.
Yeah. And the courts in Germany said, no, that's inciting hatred. And then 60 Minutes aired footage of German police conducting a raid related to a social media meme that you just mentioned.
Yeah.
So, again, this is cheerleading. This is advocacy. They only want freedom of the press. They don't want the rest of us to have freedom to push back against the press or freedom of speech. Look, there's a lot of ugly speech. Some of it is hateful. But that's our First Amendment, whether you like it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And the left used to defend it till their dying days.
Yeah.
Not so much anymore. 7:50, 10 before the hour, I want to talk about our good friend Mark McVeary at Reverse Mortgage Answers. And if you're a homeowner 62 years of age or older, rising costs are hitting everyone hard, especially higher electric bills, mortgage payments, credit cards. But you really don't have to struggle. Mark at Reverse Mortgage Answers has 30-plus years of experience helping homeowners just like you take control of your finances. He can show you how to eliminate the monthly mortgage payment. Imagine how that would improve your cash flow, right? Pay off high-interest credit cards, which are basically sucking your money away. Because, you know, these credit cards, you'll never pay them off. In some cases, if you just pay the minimums, it could take 10, 15, 20 years to pay off your credit cards. Free up cash to cover rising utility bills. And, yeah, we all are familiar with that of late and everyday expenses. So Mark will also review your housing costs to see if you qualify for property tax credits or financial relief. You could be missing out on money that you could be entitled to. So the best part is there's no pressure, no hard sell, just straight answers. A quick call with Mark could change your life. Call today, 410-788-7070, 410-788-7070.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
A lot can happen in an hour. We'll update you at the top of it. Minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
7:53 Tuesday morning, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, here he is, our traffic person, man, thing, Chuck Whitaker.
895 is still pretty solid here, Pulaski Highway, Moravia Road area, all the way into the Old Harbor Tunnel, heading south this morning, and all it is heavy traffic. I mean, it is really jammed up there. 95 southbound begins with a backup. It's very close to the city county line. If you're coming down through Rosedale, you might even hit the tail end of that after the bridge at Chesico Avenue. 25 to 30 minute delays southbound at both the harbor tunnels. The backup northbound 895 is still there because of an incident in the toll plaza that's on the right side. You'll have delays at the K-Trust Bridge northbound into the Old Harbor Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather tells us it's going to be sunny and cold today. 34 down to 20 tonight. It remains cold at least through Thursday. It'll be cloudy. Light chance of very slight chance of some light snow tomorrow. And a high of 30. Partly cloudy and dry on Thursday, 31. And things start to heat up maybe over the weekend. Right now, 21 and cloudy in Middle River, 22 in Severn.
All right. 410-WCBM680. More on exactly what's going on in Germany and in Europe. There's an organization in Germany that is focused on, I guess, it's called, Hate Free or something like this. A woman who runs it is a woman named Josephine Ballon. And she firmly believes the idea of free speech is a horrible idea because she says free speech, well, you have to have limits on it, you know.
Free speech needs boundaries. And in the case of Germany, these boundaries are part of our constitution. Without boundaries, a very small group of people can rely on endless freedom to say anything that they want while everyone else is scared and intimidated.
Yeah, no. So maybe she misunderstood the concept of free speech and of the responsibility. You can't slander somebody. You can't tell an untruth about somebody that does them harm in public.
Yeah, you know, if these people could just go back and look at history, it was the lack of a First Amendment and a lack of a Second Amendment in Germany that led to the rise of Hitler. Remember the beer hall putsch?
Yep.
And the rest of it, when people were starting to speak out against Hitler and the brown shirts.
The brown shirts would come get them.
The brown shirts would come get them, and they'd disappear. Never be heard from or seen from again. And then the Kristallnacht, or the Night of the Broken Glass, they just went in and took people and absconded with it. So it is the lack of constitutional protection without any boundaries that led to the rise of Hitler. And they're telling us exactly the opposite. Yeah.
They want us to believe something that is simply not true. Again, it's that old joke on who you'll believe, me or your lying eyes. Ballon goes on to say, now this is an unusual leap for her to make. She says that half of internet users don't talk politics online, and her contention is that's because they're intimidated by the other half.
Already half of the internet users in Germany are afraid to express their political opinion, and they rarely participate in public debates online anymore. Half of the internet users.
Well, so what? Does that mean they're intimidated, or does that mean they're just not interested? Or they think that it's fruitless? They think that arguing with some anonymous person online about politics is a complete waste of time.
Or maybe they're intimidated by their government. Maybe they're afraid that if they speak out, speak in favor of a cause, or speak out against their government,
6:10 in the morning, the government will come around and get you.
There comes the no-knock raids.
Yeah, I mean, and the idea of who sets the limits, who sets the boundaries? Are we going to allow the government to do that? Think about how that applies in this country. We would have had 4 years where the government would not have let very many of us speak. They gave it a good try, as a matter of fact, on a number of issues. Did you try to exercise your free speech during COVID? See, well, that worked out for you. You know, we got ghosted. We got lampooned. We got blasted for this. It turned out we were right. But okay, the government was setting the boundaries. Are you comfortable with that idea? I mean, to me, it's an astounding position to say it has to have boundaries without saying, this is who gets to set the boundaries, and here's the consequence. An abusive government can set the boundaries, and boy, I'll tell you, you say something wrong, it is, honest to God, that's 1984 stuff. The government's going to come and get you. They're going to have the little boy stitching on you in the corner.
Here's the reality, though. Once you accept the boundaries, that's the problem.
Right.
Because then they just change the boundaries, or they move the boundaries, or they move the goalposts, as we talk about all the time. So once you accept that there are indeed boundaries. Now, there is a clear and present danger exception to the First Amendment here in the United States. You can't go around, we always say, yelling fire in the crowd of theater.
Can't do a call to action.
Cannot do a call to action. And that does, that's common sense that here on the First Amendment. But they're talking about entirely different boundaries in Germany and in the UK.
Yeah, they're saying what you can and cannot say or think out loud. Look, it's an amazing mindset, but that's what's happening. In Europe, of course, they do not have the First Amendment in any of those countries. That is the value of the First Amendment to us. Ballone says that this is wrong. They have to have boundaries. I say, no, this is very right, and we don't have to have boundaries beyond the ones we already have codified into law. You cannot take the First Amendment and say, you can't yell fire in a crowded theater.
Right.
That's a call to action. It requires people to get up and do something about it. You can't say, let's all go and burn down City Hall and then pick up a torch and start hitting out the door expecting people to follow you.
And yet
that's
there are
not
some
free speech.
Incredibly examples of ugly speech. Remember the Westboro Baptist freaks?
Sure.
They would go and they would protest at the funerals of military.
Yeah.
And they would hold up these god-awful, hateful, insulting, disgusting, obscene signs, and the Supreme Court says they can do that under the First Amendment.
Yeah, the appropriate response, I think, is exactly what motorcycle clubs did whenever they found out that they were there, is they would simply form a line around the cemetery and to prevent the Westboro Baptist people from being anywhere near it.
All right, more to come, including the latest from Governor Moore's town hall last night on Fox 45. It's 8 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A senior Kremlin official tells Russian state TV the high-level talks between Russian and U.S. officials in Saudi Arabia have now wrapped up, and as of now, no date has been set for a meeting of Presidents Trump and Putin. The latest in a recent string of aviation accidents happened in Toronto. An inbound Delta flight flipped over while landing yesterday afternoon at Pearson Airport, left sitting underside up on the tarmac.
One passenger on the flight from Minneapolis described the landing in snowy conditions as very forceful.
We just landed. Our plane crashed. It's upside down.
First and foremost, there was no loss of life.
Airport CEO Deborah Flint says those who were hurt had relatively minor injuries. Airport Fire Chief Todd Aiken was asked about the cause of the crash.
It's very early on. It's really important that we do not speculate. What we can say is the runway was dry and there was no crosswind conditions.
Audio from News Flare. I'm Ed Donahue.
Bitter cold settling in over the nation's midsection as a polar vortex grips the Rockies and the northern plains. The dangerous cold expected to drift south into Texas, where Governor Greg Abbott is urging people to take care.
There will be widespread freezing across almost the entire state of Texas, and even temperatures down to near 0 degrees, with wind chill factors being below 0 degrees.
The extreme cold follows weekend storms that pummeled the eastern U.S. with flooding, killing at least 14 people. Now another winter storm is teed up, expected to deliver snow and ice from the central U.S. to parts of the east, including North Carolina and Virginia. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are up 81 points, NASDAQ futures 91 points higher. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten. Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
803 Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long with Chuck Whitaker.
We're back down towards Annapolis, just checking again towards the Bay Bridge and then over towards I-97. No problems in that area, including Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then towards I-97. But there's a big backup, and it's a normal delay coming south from Benfield Boulevard on I-97. You come down the hill, you start up towards Route 32 in the Gambrels and Odenton, and then I-97 south towards the bridge at 178, really slow and crawling there. It finally does get better and then loosens up, and then you're okay on the ramp to 50 eastbound. There's a new wreck, Baltimore County. It's going to be on Bel Air Road just inside the Beltway. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cold temperatures today, tomorrow, and Thursday, getting warmer into the weekend. A mix of sun and clouds today, 34. Tomorrow's cloudy, slight chance of a snowflake or two. 30 the high tomorrow. Thursday's dry, 31. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Man, it's cold in Reisterstown, 19 degrees there. Parkville has 23 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Good morning. It's 8:04. I'm Bruce Elliott. And now the news continues on Talk Radio 680 WCBM, the morning drive with Casey and Elliott. Two alleged members of the cult-like Zizian group have been arrested in Western Maryland. Maryland State Police troopers took 34-year-old Jack LaCosta and 32-year-old Michelle Zajko into custody Sunday afternoon. LaSota, the alleged leader of the group, is facing trespassing, obstructing, and hindering and firearms charges. Zajko faces similar charges. Another member of the group, Daniel Blank, also arrested. Bail review will take place today in Allegheny District Court. City police investigating a Monday night shooting in South Baltimore. Officers called to an area hospital about 9:50 p.m. after a shooting victim turned up for treatment. Police say the 30-year-old victim was shot in the leg while he was on the 4800 block of Curtis Avenue. Baltimore County Police arrested a suspect in the December stabbing death of a man in Towson. 46-year-old Michael Distance is now charged with first-degree murder in the death of 37-year-old Johnny Charles in the unit block of Eco Way Court. Distance is being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. And a 27-year-old man under arrest after he was found sleeping in a stolen vehicle. Baltimore police say the suspect is accused of carjacking a 62-year-old man in the 4800 block of Windsor Mill on Sunday morning. The Woodlawn man was then arrested after police located the stolen vehicle and found him sound asleep inside it. It's 8:05 at WCBM. Lottery numbers, pick 3, 796, pick 4, 0082. And next, it's Stein on Sports.
Hi, it's me again, Frank Luber here. As you may know, I've been retired now for a good while. And I've got to tell you, life is good. I've worked with several financial advisors in my lifetime, and that's why I'm here to tell you, you really need to talk with my friend, Rod Baroy, and his team with Safe Retirement Solutions. But only call Rod if you want safety, certainty, security, security and a guaranteed retirement income. Call Rod today at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Or schedule a visit at SafeRetirementSolutions.com. You deserve to be happy in retirement, so call Rod today at 410-266-1120. You'll meet with Rod personally in his Annapolis or Towson offices. Rod has been helping people plan their finances going on 50 years. So get happy and call Rod today, 410-266-1120.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Team payroll was a big topic of discussion in Sarasota yesterday as the Birds' full roster gathered for workouts. Orioles owner David Rubenstein was on hand to discuss.
Dramatically.
50%. The highest increase in Major League Baseball, I think, this year was our payroll increase from about $100 million to about $150 million or something like that. So I don't think anybody else had a bigger percentage increase than we did. So
shows you how low the Orioles' payroll was a year ago, that the 50% increase elevates them to only middle of the pack in MLB. Later, the owner was asked just how high the payroll could eventually go.
I don't have a financial limit. The team is in very good financial shape. We don't have debt problems. We don't have financial challenges or anything like that. We want to put the best team on the field we can. And we don't have a constraint by saying there's a certain amount of money we've spent.
Sunny and high of 77 degrees today in Sarasota. Meanwhile, former Oriole pitcher John Means has apparently found a new home, and it's in Cleveland. The left-hander tossed a no-hitter in 2021, but a pair of Tommy John surgeries derailed the past 3 years of what once was a promising career here in Baltimore. More off-field news for the Ravens, and it's not good. Ravens reserve lineman Ben Cleveland arrested on suspicion of DUI last week in Georgia, according to the Baltimore Sun. Cleveland will be a free agent in March. Coming up at 8:35, another accolade for Maryland's Derek Queen. And that is Stein on Sports.
Jim White, professional hypnotist, 410-661-1111. Your creator gave you the unique ability to be hypnotized. I specialize in addictive drugs, cigarettes, vape, alcohol, cocaine, oxy. It doesn't make you do it. It helps by taking away the craving, want, thought, desire, urge, need, taste, and smell. 410-661-1111. Do it. It's fantastic.
Take WCBM wherever you go. Listen on 680 WCBM, WCBM.com, on the WCBM mobile app, or tell Alexa, Siri, or Google to play WCBM. It's free. Listen live or on demand to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harper County. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Hour number three here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot, Talk Radio 680 WCBM, 99.9 FM. In Harford County, the right choice for Maryland coming up in this hour. The paper trail of foreign aid payments might lead right back to Congress.
Yeah.
And what about these Social Security fraud rings? We'll hear about those. Also, Pam Bondi, Tom Holman. Has AOC broken the law? We'll take a look at that.
Find out, man.
Some of these other groups. Yeah, Governor Moore had a town hall last night on Fox 45 by his Armstrong Williams. Armstrong Williams apparently is friendly with Governor Moore. That's the reason why Governor Moore grants him. And that's fine.
Good.
That's at least, you know, he's speaking to some in the, quote, opposition media, end of quote. But at least, you know.
Look, I'd let them on for an hour here.
Yeah. Well, that would never happen. You're still waiting for Larry Hogan's callback.
Yeah, he's gonna, any day.
Okay.
Any day he'll call me back. I'm sure it's in his stack of his to-do list, Sean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so a little bit earlier this hour in the show this morning, we played some cuts on the budget deficit and the 5,000 state jobs that he claimed the vast majority of jobs he created with the private sector, and that the budget deficit, it's all Trump's fault, of course. The 588 increases in fees, regulatory permits, expenses, et cetera, all Trump's fault in the last 2 years.
Of course it's
Trump's only been in the office for 30 days, but it's all Trump's fault. And that's, you know, and in the 82nd Airborne, man, leaders, and he led men in combat, the leaders don't push it off on others. They take accountability. They take responsibility for their decisions and for their actions. So apparently the military training for Governor Moore is starting to wear off a little bit, apparently. But he was asked about the Wall Street Journal's categorization of his ideology, his agenda, his budget, as the Californication, I guess, of Maryland.
That's a dumb headline. It's a dumb headline. It's stupid. You know, because it's stupid for a bunch of different reasons. Because we have all the assets in the state of Maryland, but we have not been investing in them. And it says we need to start investing in them. And it says we need to reform a tax code to be able to give the people, the middle class families in our state, to give them a little extra breathing room. And that's why our tax plan, that for 82% of Marylanders will either see a cut or see no change at all inside of their tax rate. So the headline is stupid. And it also goes back to the fact that, listen, I'm going to fight for middle class families. I'm going to fight for working class families. I'm going to make sure that they're okay. The Wall Street Journal can fight for who they want to fight for.
So, but is it a stupid headline? Is it a dumb headline when you have this embrace of the climate change nonsense and you've created an energy crisis in your state, when you continue to push for more money thrown at education? We saw there's an article on the website of Fox 45 that Baltimore is one of those school districts, $18,000 per year per pupil, according to the census, with diminishing results. So you keep doing the same stupid things over and over again, and you're now putting all these fees, increases, and other things on the backs of the middle class.
Yeah, I think it's very hard to argue you're working for the working man, for every man, when you're taxing that individual more and more. To me, that is exactly the opposite of working for that individual. You should be figuring out a way of lowering your state costs of government so that that individual who's working hard for a living doesn't have the burden of carrying your inefficiencies and your social ideas on his or her back.
Yeah, and then let's punish the wealthy in the state.
And they'll leave.
So they leave. So now we've got to go after the middle class even more. It's the very definition of insanity, is doing the same thing and over and over again expecting different results. It won't happen.
No, so here we are once again insanely going to Chuck Whitaker, traffic and weather on the threes, hoping that he's going to say there's no traffic whatsoever anywhere. It's easy going.
Yeah, good luck with that. 8:15 in the morning.
Well, if he did that, he wouldn't have a job.
Yeah, that's true.
So you have to make sure that you report on the current conditions, and if not, you manufacture them.
You wreck them, we check them.com. One of our many places you can
go
and see things.
You've got more websites than anybody else I know.
I know, and none of them work.
You have to pay for them, not just name them.
That's when I left it off. And yes. The guy said, looks like $25 a month to get the hell out of here. The Outer Loop West Side delay begins at 795. It's backed up even beyond that a little bit. There's a report of a wreck south of Liberty Road. State Highway has the camera kind of drawn up a little bit here to just about an area that's 100 yards long. So I don't see the wreck. I see the results of the wreck. So maybe we'll kind of look around and see if it's somewhere between Liberty Road and 795. I can tell you this, once you get down towards I-70, then it's a little bit better through that area. So it does indicate that the accident probably is just south of Liberty Road. The rest of the Beltway with the normal delays. New wreck was minor. Bel Air Road south of the Beltway coming into Fullerton. We still have delays. We've been solid all morning long. Southbound going into both the harbor tunnels. The construction area is slow in Harford County. They block a lane. Northbound 95 at Route 24. We've had a wreck in Montgomery County and delays on I-270 southbound at Shady Grove Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says it'll be partly sunny and cold today, 34, and tonight, 20. So it's going to be cold next several days. Starts to warm up into the mid to upper 40s over the weekend. Right now, cloudy, 24 in Annapolis, 22 in the city. And time to see which Democrat emerges from a Democrat clown EV.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's 8:15, Tuesday morning on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Once again, let's find out exactly which lefty has lost it, which loon has gone loony. Let's head, if you could, to the big top. Please enter the big top, grab your seats, focus your attention on the center ring as the clown car enters from the far left, makes a series of left-hand turns, comes to a full stop. And out steps, this is going to be fascinating because, you know, Martin O'Malley was never shy with words when he was governor or when he was mayor here. Often he was wrong, but he was never shy with words. Well, here he is with Nancy Mace. Nancy Mace asking him a series of questions about where his party stands. Listen carefully because his answers, well, loquacious would be one word that comes to mind.
And you've spoken of Democrats needing to restore credibility and learn from your failings, and to quote from you recently, learn from your very bad loss. Is this in reference to Democrats raising taxes on the middle class? Yes or no?
No.
Is this in reference to Maryland not requiring an ID to vote in their elections?
No.
Is this in reference to coddling criminal illegal aliens?
No. I've never.
Is this in reference to starting a war on real biological women?
No.
Is this in reference to allowing men in women's bathrooms?
No.
Is this in reference to forcing women and girls to undress in front of men in the locker room?
Oh, come on.
Yes or no?
Congresswoman.
This is your party's platform.
Well said, Martin O'Malley. No, 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 and oh, come on. Marty, get out of here, man. You've lost it completely. Nancy Mace, you hang around because I do like the way you question people.
It's 8:17, 17 minutes, half the hour. Still to come, of course, we'll take a look at Doge, more discoveries by Doge, and the paper trail does a lead back to Congress. We'll hear from Congressman Tim Burchett. So at the Fox 45 town hall last night, Wes Moore was hit on the question of about the current and looming energy crisis in the state of Maryland.
Yes, the bills are coming from BGE, not from the state, but it's still something that that is outrageous for a lot of folks, and even for myself. When you're looking at those kind of increases, I think the big challenge that we continue to see is there's a supply and demand issue. Is that we continue to watch an increase demand for more energy, for more supports, and we have not been investing long term, whether it's PJM or otherwise who are in charge of this, to actually increase supply. And so it's the reason that I've actually personally introduced legislation in this legislative session, and we're going to work with the General Assembly to address the issue of increased supply, having alternative energy assets and options, but also making sure that we're giving a little bit of relief to the ratepayer. Because for the ratepayer, for the person who's trying to understand why my bills from BGE continuing to increase, frankly, they need to have a better answer, and we needed to be able to do more to actually fulfill the grid, to have more energy options that people can tap into, because the demand is not going to go down. As you're watching increased population, as you're watching new industries that are coming on board, demand is not going to decrease. So we have to make sure that supply increases in order to help to actually match that.
Is nuclear energy an option?
Absolutely. Nuclear energy is a clean energy option.
Now, the problem is it's going to take a while to build more nuclear reactors here in the state of Maryland. So what they did is they're closing the two coal-powered plants, yep. Brandon Shores being one of them. And so that's taking power offline. So now we've got to import 40% of our power from Pennsylvania, from other states. There's no plan to build other nuclear reactors. All his plans are the Climate Solutions Act of 2022. This was before he was governor. Mm-hmm. But that's his party, the Democrat Party, they caused this. They caused this with this embrace of climate change.
Shut down coal plants, shut down everything else. And they said, wow, we're surprised we don't have enough energy.
And then he blames BGE. Now, BGE's got its own issue here, but he says it's all about supply and demand. But when you dry up supply...
When you're the one who kills supply, it's hard to complain. Look, one of the things I found amusing about this is it's not just you. I'm concerned about it, too. I thought, wait a minute, does he pay the electric bill at the government house?
Well, we know he didn't pay his water bill when he was in Baltimore for a while. But then he talks about the rate payer. I think it's an interesting term because we all pay some kind of electric, gas, or I'll pay. But there's no concern in that response for landowners or property owners in one of these bites. He says he's not a fan. Maybe you'll hear it in after the break. He's not a fan of eminent domain. Then do something about it.
Yeah.
Okay? Instead of just give empty words and word salads on a town hall, actions speak louder than words. With all due respect, Governor Moore. All right, more on that coming up in just a second. We'll get your calls and comments here on The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
Attention all kitchen and bathroom modelers, free expert design service and guaranteed fit. Chesapeake Kitchen Wholesalers is the partner you need. Our design showroom and wholesale pricing assures a great client experience to beat your competition. Call 855-WE-DESIGN or go to Chesapeake Kitchen.
Have you heard of plantar fasciitis?
Hi, it's Jonathan Cotton with the Good Feet Store. Imagine jumping off the back of a pickup truck onto some rocks. That's what it felt like when I was suffering from plantar fasciitis. After searching and trying so many other products, I finally found relief with Good Feet Arch Supports, and they still keep me running today. Now I get to help others who are struggling with plantar fasciitis to live their life pain-free. Here's another customer sharing their Good Feet story.
Plantar fasciitis feels like pointed, sharp pain. It just hurts all the time. It feels like your foot is squeezing on itself. When I drove past the Good Feet store, I thought, I'm just going to stop in. They wanted to make sure that they gave me the right arch support that were personally fitted just for me. Then it was like, okay, this is something special. These make a difference.
The Good Feet store is in Annapolis, Columbia, Hunt Valley, and in White Marsh, with other locations across Greater D.C. and Baltimore. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
The Rob Carson Show. They care about the government jobs for a couple of reasons. All of those government workers are unionized and they vote slavishly Democrat, like 98% of the time Democrat. So they want that. And then also, there is the largesse of the government and making people rich. There's a lot of people who are very, very rich in the federal government, even though they make government salaries. And we're understanding the reason why this is all happening. The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I was taking a look, by the way, at, what's her name, the one who is leaving USAID, Powers, Samantha Powers, what her net worth is, and comparing that to her salary. Holy smokes, something's going on here, folks. You cannot save.
She's not the only one.
I know.
Yeah, she's not the only one. Believe me, we have been ripped off by foreign fraud rings and frauds in our government for decades now. And speaking of ripped off, don't forget it was the Democrats that took your electric choice away from you in this state. So that's another reason why rates have skyrocketed.
823 right now, Talk Radio 680 WCBM. A man who has invested wisely, that is if you think that Beanie Babies are going to make a big comeback. Once again, Chuck Whitaker, Traffic and Weather on the threes.
The Cabbage Patch Kids.
Oh, the Cabbage Patch Kids, yeah, you're right. You're
both
right.
Of those together.
Mm-hmm.
Two for one sale.
Yeah, I see, yeah.
That's what I've been saying for years.
He's still stuck on Tinker Toys and Lincoln Logs.
Not a bad idea. I'll put that in the mix.
He used to love Lincoln Logs, man.
Well, I would say something smart, but I won't. Southbound 795, there's a wreck now almost to the bridge at McDonough Road. And this looks like a NASCAR wreck. They're all banged up. They're all to the inside lanes. Three vehicles at least involved. So the right lane and the right shoulder are getting by. You'll have a backup now coming south from Owings Mills Boulevard. So this is going to be a while because they're going to have to be towed away or maybe pushed over to the side. But three vehicles right now in the roadway there. There's a new minor accident reported. Inner loop at Delaney Valley Road. We had the accident on the outer loop south of Liberty Road. That's still backed up towards the ramps at 795. And there's been a stoppage, apparently a broken down vehicle in the right lane of the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. We were already backed up anyway back towards the city county line. It's going to add to that. So right now the left tunnel as you're coming south would be preferred, but delays do continue there on 95. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel forecast, it's going to be partly sunny today, 34, 20 for the low tonight. And then tomorrow, a slight chance of some light snow, 30. And then some light snow maybe Thursday morning, but it'll be drying out later in the day, cloudy, 31. Off to close to 50 by Monday, so the warming trend is coming. Hang in there. Cloudy, 19 right now in Bel Air, 23 in Glen Burnie. Delegate Brian Chisholm is on our Newsmaker Hotline with us this morning. Good morning, Delegate.
Morning, Delegate.
Good morning. I was listening to you guys on my way into Annapolis, and I wanted to call in real quick just because you guys are both 100% correct. What the Democrats, in my opinion, are trying to do now is just confuse the public by throwing around PJM and BGE and nuclear and all this, and none of it's really a solution. They've caused this problem with the Climate Solutions Act Now bill, and nobody knows who PJM is, and PJM really isn't at fault here. BGE does have some fault, but what we've done is systematically and methodically pushed out every power plant we could out of this state, and Brandon Shores is in my district, and I've gone through every document, every FERC filing, and it says in there time and time again, Talon's pulling out because of the Climate Solutions Act now, Bill. And this year I dropped a bill a couple weeks ago, I think my hearing's not until March, called the Climate Solutions Affordability Act. And it simply puts the term to the extent economically practicable throughout the whole Climate Solutions Act now, Bill, because, you know, people are getting crushed with their utility bills. One thing that nobody's talking about, this destroys affordable housing. I mean destroys it. The business, you can't build a house with all of this nonsense being mandated in your, all of the appliances, all of the equipment, plus the cost drive, or the cost drive up. And when you're talking about, you know, major developers building, and then they're looking at all this, there's no way that we can do that. And, you know, we're the fourth highest migrated state out of in the country. I don't know how he plans on building on the private sector when we've got people leaving in droves.
I have no idea we're number four, but that doesn't surprise me a whole lot.
Well, there's your demand.
Yeah. Yeah.
When people leave, it puts your demand up.
Right. We're fourth highest migrated out of. We're 50th out of 50 states in labor costs, according to National Federation of Independent Businesses. And we're 44th as far as business-friendly environment. So when you have people leaving as quickly as they can, we're facing a huge run-up in utility bills. I don't understand how he thinks he's going to fix this budget or even fix the energy crisis. God bless the governor, but I think people just give him lines to say, and then he feels like if he keeps repeating them, that they might come true. But this was caused right at the feet of the Democrat Party and all of the climate cult that's down there pushing this nonsense.
Well, yeah, it's a cautionary tale, Delegate, because, and we're on the Newsmaker Hotline with Delegate Brian Chisholm, and that is that in California, we've seen the same kind of things.
Yeah.
They were the leader, the precursor, if you will, and they get to the point where, you know, they have water issues, they have energy issues, they have rolling brownouts in, when it gets really, really hot in California, and there are some energy experts I've talked to that are predicting the same thing for Maryland if we continue down this path.
Yeah, the idea somehow of saying we want just electric vehicles to be sold in the state where we do not have the grid to support that, and we won't support the money necessary to enhance the grid. Well, this is deliberately shooting yourself in the foot.
That's exactly right. Right now, we import 40% of our energy. It's predicted we'll be at 80% by 2031. And when you have to bring all of that in, Brandon Shores is supposed to be replaced by Peach Bottom up in Pennsylvania. So naturally, you're going to have a bunch of new transmission lines that have to carry that energy all the way down from Peach Bottom in Pennsylvania, because we refuse to clear the way for anybody to want to build any sort of power plant here. So the only way, in my opinion, out of this energy crisis really is we're going to have to create a much friendlier environment for people to want to build power plants here and stop this continuous push out of every fossil fuel generating power plant there is in hopes that wind and solar will make it up, because it can't. It's such a tiny, minute part of the energy grid. If they can come on the grid, great, but they're certainly not going to be able to replace Brandon Shores or Wagner or Morgantown or any of these.
Thank you, Delegate. Appreciate you calling
in.
Thanks for your leadership in Annapolis. It's Delegate Brian Chisholm on our Newsmaker Hotline. 8:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here is Bruce Elliott.
Thanks, Sean. Baltimore County Police have arrested a suspect in the December stabbing of a man in Towson. 46-year-old Michael Distance is now charged with first-degree murder in the death of 37-year-old Johnny Charles. In the unit block of Ecoway Court, Distance is being held without bond at the Baltimore County Detention Center. 27-year-old man under arrest after he was found sleeping in a stolen vehicle. Baltimore police say the suspect is accused of carjacking a 62-year-old man in the 4800 block of Windsor Mill Road Sunday morning. The Woodlawn man was then arrested after police located the stolen vehicle and found him sleeping inside it. The suspect is facing charges that include carjacking and armed robbery. Baltimore City Health Department says a code blue extreme cold alert will take effect today and continue through Friday morning. Interim Health Commissioner Mary Beth Holler issued the alert due to the extended cold weather forecast, saying residents should take necessary precautions, stay indoors when possible, and check in on neighbors who may need assistance. During a code blue, please remember, city agencies activate services that provide shelter and assistance for those in need, including those who are homeless. Hartford County Sheriff Jeff Gaylor is speaking out against a Maryland Senate bill that would require law enforcement to deny access to certain databases, facilities, and buildings by individuals seeking to enforce federal immigration law. Yes, they want to lock out ICE. Gaylor says that Senate Bill 977 would provide a safe place for criminal illegal immigrants here in the state of Maryland. The sheriff says, quote, pro-criminal legislators are looking to make Maryland the friendliest state in the nation for the criminal illegal immigrants. Coming up on 832 on WCBM, next, it's WCBM Traffic and Weather on the Threes.
Hi, this is Sean Casey. If you're embarrassed to smile or not able to eat the foods that you enjoy due to loose, broken, or missing teeth, you should call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team at Baltimore Periodontics right away to schedule a free 30-minute implant consultation. Even if you've hated going to the dentist your whole life, you'll love Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his team. They're the most talented, compassionate, and caring people you could ask for. And they use sedation techniques to make sure that you're completely relaxed and comfortable during treatment. If you want to have that beautiful smile and healthy mouth that you deserve, they are the experts. They're in network with a number of medical insurance companies for this life-changing Full Arch Teeth Express Teeth in a Day implant treatment, helping to save you thousands and thousands of dollars. When was the last time you saw a periodontist? Call Dr. Ari Moskowitz and his expert team at Baltimore Periodontics, 410-744-6088. That's 410-744-6088.
Lottery numbers from last night. Your pick 3 was 796. Your pick 4 was 0082. And now at 8:33, traffic and weather on the Threes, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, two of the three vehicles involved in this wreck on 795 are now in the median. They pushed them off to the side. This one is now sitting in the center lane, but he has the heavy damage, and they may have to wait for a wrecker to get him out of there. There's debris also in the center lane. So 795, as you're coming down from Franklin Boulevard, from Owings Mills Boulevard, when you get down towards McDonough Road, you have to get as far right as you can with the state police sitting in the center of the roadway. And again, I'm not sure if this vehicle can be moved over or not. Looks like the left front is caved in pretty heavily. The other wreck was on the Beltway outer loop south of Liberty Road. At one point was in the right lane. There's a lot of construction right in that area, so that backup is still there. The wreck on the inner loop at Delaney Valley, that was on the shoulder, and again we had problems. I have to go back and check this the next time around. We had a broken down vehicle in the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the Threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Cold temperatures today, tomorrow, and Thursday, getting warmer into the weekend. A mix of sun and clouds today, 34. Tomorrow's cloudy, slight chance of a snowflake or two. 30 the high tomorrow, Thursday's dry, 31. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's time to ditch big wireless. Pure Talk gives you unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month on America's most dependable 5G network. Switch today. Just dial #250 and say keyword switch now to save 50% off your first month with Pure Talk.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Orioles owner David Rubenstein was the man of the hour yesterday in Sarasota as the Birds get into full team workouts today under partly cloudy skies, temperatures in the mid-70s. With Rubenstein at the mic, the conversation naturally turned to money, team payroll. Rubenstein answering the question of the process that he and GM Mike Elias undergo. Well,
I think in all of baseball, so I talk to other owners, I'm not aware of any owners that say to their general managers, do anything you want and just call me at the end of the season. I think all owners are involved, and we're no different than anybody else.
Later, Elias was asked about his spending philosophy in general.
If spending more money was a guarantee of winning a World Series, then, you know, we'd be happy to spend more money. It's no guarantee. You want to have a team that works together well, and it's a team not just for 1 year, but it's a team that's going to get along for quite some time. So,
as full team workouts begin, Orioles general manager Mike Elias was also at the mic talking about his budding superstar Gunnar Henderson.
He's at an age where not only is, he's still getting a little more man strength, I suppose, as he gets a little older, but he's putting together a lot of really good experience, too. So, the arrow is still pointing up on him, which is amazing to think about.
Henderson, of course, the 2023 American League Rookie of the Year and the Silver Slugger Award winner as well. College basketball, the Terps move up 5 notches in the AP poll. Freshman Derek Queen earns his 5th Big Ten Rookie of the Week award. Queen averaging 21 points and 11 rebounds per game over the week. Shot 75% from the field in 2 Maryland wins last week. High school basketball, Loyola Blakefield senior Mason Ellison became the Dons' all-time leading scorer this year. He's also the Baltimore Catholic League's Jerry Savage Player of the Year award winner, averaging 20.5 points per game. Also, Mount Carmel head coach Tony Martin, who led the Cougars to their first BCL regular season title with a 10-2 league record, he gets the Ray Mullis Coach of the Year award. Two other BCL superlative awards, the Mark Amatucci Defensive Player of the Year goes to Mount St. Joe senior Joe Green, and the Koki Robertson Most Improved Player goes to Spalding junior Colt Busey. The 54th Baltimore Catholic League Tournament, presented by Brooks Financial Group, is set for February 27th and 28th, starting at the Reitz Arena on the campus of Loyola University. D3 lacrosse, Stevenson University sweeping the MAC Commonwealth Conference Weekly Awards. Offensive Player of the Week goes to Max Rasich, who led Stevenson with a 7-point night in the Mustangs' win over Muhlenberg. And the Commonwealth Defensive Player of the Week goes to Tyler Merchant, the goalkeeper. He is 1-0 on the week, made 13 saves, and even dished out an assist in the win over Muhlenberg. Time now is 8:37. I know you guys have to get to it. That is Stein on Sports.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Blindster.com sells custom blinds, shades, and shutters at low prices. Their blinds are handcrafted to fit your windows. And if they don't fit for any reason, they'll make them for free. Your satisfaction is always guaranteed at Blindster.com.
Everywhere you go, we're always with you. Connected with the news and talk you love. Download the WCBM app. Just go to WCBM.com.
It's 8:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. A lot of folks want to weigh in on Governor Moore's town hall and the energy crisis. Let's start with John in Ellicott City.
Good morning, John.
Hey, good morning, guys. So, I'm going to have to refer to him as Governor Tax Moore. I've never heard someone talk about, well, we're going to take your tax money and do investments. Investments is communist words, but we're going to redistribute your money to somebody else. That's exactly what he's talking about. This whole energy problem, my energy bill has probably doubled since last year. They've shut down the Keystone Pipeline. They shut down fracking. And they can't figure out, when you shut down 2 coal fire plants, you don't have any more electricity. And so guess what? You got to buy it from another state. This is all on Democrats' lap. This is what they created, this Green New Deal. Everybody was going to work off of solar and wind. It was a complete scam, and most people are even shutting down the wind turbines up and down the East Coast because it's not feasible. So this is all on him. He knows nothing about balancing a budget. He's destroyed the budget he had, and now he wants to come with us and hit us up with more taxes. And from now on, I'm going to refer to him as Governor Tax Moore.
John, thanks. Yeah. Appreciate that. Look, here's the thing. They've done this, and now we've got the increased demand for data centers.
Right.
Okay, server farms.
Need more power.
It's only going to get worse with AI.
Need more power.
Need more power. Electric vehicles.
More power.
Electric homes. There's a bill in Annapolis.
Yes, only electric homes. Even more power.
Okay. And we've shut down 2 coal-fired power plants. We don't have enough nuclear. And this nonsense about wind, solar, look, it's all great. If you want to feel good, virtue signal about, getting power from that. But it's not enough.
The carbon footprint of one of those windmills is astounding. You do not recover over the life of the windmill. You do not recover the cost of actually manufacturing a thing. This is just something to make you feel good.
Tim in Essex has called us back. Tim,
hey, Tim.
Good morning.
Good morning. Wanted to chime in on the Brandon Shores thing. So back in 2000, between 2008 2010, I worked on a project down at Brandon Shores. It was called the AQCS Project. I can't remember what the acronym stands for. Long story short, we built a scrubber for the power plant to make it clean.
Mm-hmm.
The cost of this project was $950 million. It wasn't completed until mid-2010, fall 2010, somewhere in that time frame. So we're closing this thing down less than 15 years later, but we don't invest in clean energy or resources in Maryland. That's just an abject lie. And somebody needs to ask the governor, when we make an almost billion-dollar investment in clean coal-fired plants, why we're shutting them down.
Yeah. Now, who ended up paying for that project, Tim? Was that the company, or were tax dollars involved there, or both?
That's above my pay grade.
Okay. All right, we'll do some research into that and see if we can get the answer on that. But that's a great point. Tim, thanks for the call. Thanks for calling back. Patty's in Hartford County.
Morning, Patty.
Patty couldn't hang.
Let's try Brent in Parkville. Brent, good morning. And Brent couldn't hang either.
Yeah. So, again, there's a lot of unanswered questions here, but what's all pointing to is that, and to put this in layman's terms, we just don't have enough power in this state. We have to import 40%. And you heard Delegate Chisholm, by 2031, 80% of our power will be reliant on another state in Pennsylvania. And again, what happens when their rates go up?
Yeah.
Okay. What happens because of the demand that Maryland is now causing in Pennsylvania? What happens when their rates go up? That means it's a domino effect. Our rates are going to go up. Now look, the governor he appoints who's members of the Public Service Commission.
Mm-hmm.
So he does have some control over this whole thing.
Yeah, but he's still blaming it on them. Pretend he is the accountability.
Yeah. I can't tell them what to do.
Of course.
No, but you know what they're going to do. You know how they're going to vote on the PSC. You wouldn't be appointing conservative Republicans to the PSC, I guarantee you. So he knows. So don't let him try to slither his way out of this one.
There's a great text that we just received from Firefighter John on the cost of electricity. Wait until you hear what this guy has to say. It's really worth hearing. That's coming up in a couple of minutes. Right now it's 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes all morning long. Once again, Chuck Whitaker.
The big delay, 795 southbound. Again, if you're coming down from Franklin Boulevard, you're going through Owings Mills Boulevard. The wreck still there in the center lane on the southbound side before you get to the bridge at McDonough Road. The one vehicle heavy damage is still there in the center lane, and the state police are still blocking that. Only the right side of the roadway is getting by, and this vehicle has heavy damage. It's going to have to be picked up and moved over to the shoulder. So that's the one big problem through there. Wreck earlier was on the outer loop south the Liberty Road. We still get the delays through that area. We still have backing and slowing. Last time I looked, there wasn't a lot of traffic moving with a broken down vehicle in the right tube southbound at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. I'll have to go back and revisit that. But in the meantime, 95 is backed up all the way back to the city-county line, and 895 now with delays coming south from Moravia Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather Channel says partly sunny today, cold 34, and tonight we're going down to 20. Again, maybe even the upper teens in the burbs. Slight chance of light snow tomorrow, 30. And then Thursday, cloudy and dry with 31. And right now we're 21 and mostly cloudy in Columbia. And it is 19 in Bel Air. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
All right, Feel Good News segment today. We're just a couple of weeks away from Mardi Gras, and LSU researchers have created biodegradable beads. If you've ever been to Mardi Gras, the beads rain down from above everywhere. There are beads, beaded necklaces, beads everywhere. These biodegradable beads contain seeds. So once they break down, they can sprout plants.
Are you supposed to take them home and plant them, or
You can do whatever you want with them, Bruce.
Oh, okay.
Here's LSU graduate student researcher Alexis Strain explaining what the beads of Mardi Gras are all about.
Seeds inside of the beads. So this will allow plants and flowers to essentially come out of these Mardi Gras beads. So they sweet peas attract certain type of bacteria, and these bacteria can speed up degradation of one of the versions of the beads that we have. Especially because, you know, we're throwing these around kids and other things, not something you really want to be introducing into the environment any more than you have to.
Mm-hmm. As you're saying, that most of the beads they throw are plastic.
Yeah.
And bright things forever to break down. So these are actually biodegradable beads that have little plants. And so if they take seed, great. If not, at least they're going to break down not be there forever.
Well, in many cases, the beads are tossed to individuals of the distaff gender. Do they require it to break down? Do they require skin-to-skin contact? I'm just wondering.
I don't know.
Okay.
The answer to that.
Haven't done the research on that.
Above my pay grade at this point. You know, so email that you
Robin
wanted.
Says it is.
Yeah. Those are my younger days.
Yes.
You want to talk about this email from Firefighter John?
He says, my 78-year-old father, who is, of course, retired, has a two-story house. It's not gigantic. He has two separate heat pumps, one for each floor. On the coldest of winter days, his electric bill never went above $500. The bill he just got 2 weeks ago was $1,048. That's double. He keeps the thermostat at 67, hardly turns any lights on, other than cooking and occasionally washing and drying clothes. He's pretty frugal with his electricity. Thank you, Governor Moore.
Yeah. Let me tell you something about the heat pump. I would, and he says the follow up to that text message is BG's answers. They want to come out and do an energy assessment of the house. I would tell you one now. Heat pumps are really not efficient manufacturers of heat under 35 degrees.
No.
They just aren't.
There aren't enough hot air molecules out there for them to grab.
Yeah.
You know?
So at the end, and I wish I would have known that before I bought my house, but I know it now. So there's other forms of heat that are much more efficient. Gas heat, of course, you've got the oil heat. You have the oil-based, the boiler system with water that goes through the old radiator type. It's much more efficient than a heat pump is.
There's politician heat.
Yeah, exactly.
You can hire a couple politicians.
You can hire a bunch of Democrats and plug them up into your house.
Yep. Hot air coming forever.
Yeah, exactly. But it's just, so sometimes what happens is there's, I can't remember what the switch is called, but it needs to be reset. And because your auxiliary heat, that's the really expensive stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's your all-electric heat. When that kicks in and it never goes off, now the meter's really running.
Yeah, so you get down to 5 degrees, man. It's going on and staying on.
Get somebody out there to check to make sure that reset button doesn't need to... I mean, you can do it yourself if you know where it is.
Yeah.
But there's another button that switches back and forth between the auxiliary heat and the heat pump. And sometimes that, due to weatherization... can get stuck in the on position, which is what happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what the folks at Tim Kyle helped me out with, and once that was repaired. Now, it's still expensive, that to me, $1,048, and it sounds like he's living by himself, 67 degrees. There's something wrong there.
Well, listen, if it does happen that you get it stuck in the on position, if it's stuck in the on position for more than 4 hours, please contact your physician.
Yeah, consult a doctor. Yeah. Up next, Doge discoveries that will blow your mind. And we're going to follow the paper trail, which may lead back to Congress. And these, Stephen Miller talks about the fraud, groups that are coming into the country. These are foreign fraud rings that are basically ripping off our benefits.
Yep.
And the government is the, they're just a vulnerable prime target. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour. You're listening to The Morning Drive with Casey and Elliot.
And now for the Institute on the Constitution, here's Michael Anthony Peruca with The American View.
During the first 2 weeks of his second term as president, Donald Trump has issued a flurry of executive orders. Prior to retaking office, Trump announced with great fanfare his intention to heavily utilize executive orders to reprioritize the agenda of American government and to reshape American culture. Indeed, Trump has issued executive orders regarding a wide variety of subjects. subjects ranging from border security to the elimination of DEI programs in the military and in government offices. But regrettably, there's a great deal of ignorance and misunderstanding about what executive orders are designed to do, as well as the constitutional authority and justification for them. So this might be a good time to offer a few clarifications regarding what executive orders are and what they are not. Firstly, an executive order is not law. Remember that Article 1, Section 1 of the Constitution vests all lawmaking power in the legislative branch, that is, in Congress. This means that the president has no lawmaking power, so executive orders are not law. Properly understood, executive orders are communications from the president to the executive branch of government, providing instruction on how the existing laws will be administered. So any order that purports to create law is not constitutionally valid. Finally, we should always be wary about executive orders which are designed to declare emergencies, since this is always the precursor to government abuses of authority. This is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution, bringing you the American View.
When you move to assisted living, what do you get? At some places, you get tricked, hoodwinked, ripped off, duped, swindled, even hornswoggled. At Lorien Assisted Living, you don't get that. You get transparent pricing, no surprises, and you get 24-hour licensed nursing on site. Not every place has that. Try the Lorien Pricing Calculator. Know what to expect in 5 easy clicks. Visit LorienMakesSense.com. That's LorienMakesSense.com. Lorien Makes Assisted Living Makes Sense.
Charlie Kirk here. I'm proud to announce I'm joining the great lineup at WCBM. Join me this Sunday afternoon at 4 for the best of the Charlie Kirk Show on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
Coming up on tomorrow's show, we're going to get into Senate Bill 977.
Yeah.
State and local agencies' enforcement of federal immigration law, restrictions on access to information. Basically, this is the state passing a law that would kill the 287G program in the three or four jurisdictions that use it here, Hartford County being one of them. That's why Sheriff Keller is speaking out against it. But if state employees who care about the safety of the public cooperate with federal immigration authorities vis-a-vis ICE, you are now subject to a $1,000 fine and termination of employment.
That is under that bill.
Under this bill.
Yeah, under that bill.
Yeah.
That is still a bill. It's not a law yet. So now is the time to let your voices be heard, and we'll talk about this tomorrow. I want your conversation on that as well.
Senate Bill 977, so you may want to do some research on it before we do it tomorrow.
Man who does research constantly, not necessarily on the things that are pertaining to anything, but he knows all about what's inside every Aztec temple ever built. 853, traffic and weather on the threes, Chuck Whitaker.
I was just thinking of people in the subway coming down from Owings Mills and ride past this right and they're going, na 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 na. You know, just like we do. They're sitting there, everybody's backed up back to Owings Mills Boulevard, and they're just riding past, center lane.
Very strange, man.
You're you know damn well they are. You know, they're going, look at that. Aren't you glad we're not driving there? Southbound 795 is still the center lane blocked at before the bridge at McDonough Road and after Owings Mills Boulevard. Single lane to the right, and it's backed up right back to the area at Owings Mills Boulevard. Now, when you clear that, the Beltway finally now is getting a little break. The wreck that was there south of Liberty Road is gone, and with the fact that a lot of this traffic is caught up on 795, the west side right now is getting a little bit more of a break through that area. The right tube at the Fort McHenry Tunnel, all of that cleared itself out. That is gone. The backups are still there. 895 took the hit. They're back to Moravia Road. 95 is still backed up towards the city-county line. 25 to 30-minute delays as it stands right now, southbound at both the harbor tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Weather channel says partly sunny and 34 today, back down to 20 tonight. But hang in there, Kim, because the weekend, it's starting to warm up, mid-40s, upper 40s, maybe 50 by Monday. So I'm going to put a smile on your face here this morning. Right now, 23 and cloudy in the city.
No crocodiles.
24 in Annapolis. And Kim Klasick live coming up next. What's coming up on the show?
Thank you. What I did see is that next week it is going to get warmer in general. So yeah, we won't have any days it looks like it's below 30. So I'll be happy. I'll be happy. Of course, I'm going to talk about the town hall today that Armstrong had to sit down. I know you guys were talking about it with Governor Wes Moore. He lied through the entire interview. And I, you know what?
I'm shocked.
I respect Armstrong. And I watched it twice. It was about an hour and a half. I watched it twice. And I respect Armstrong because what a good journalist does is walk them up to, I guess, expressing to everybody how wrong they are in the lie itself without actually really pushing it too hard. So I think he did a great job with the interview.
But does a good journalist, after one of the responses, say, good answer?
Yeah, no, that so because I know Armstrong, I know that was really sarcasm, right? It was really good answer. That's as good as it's going to get, okay? Because you know that this is just baloney. So, but I could see how that was very, I wouldn't have sold that with any other journalist. But but I know that he was basically just saying, good, you cleaned that up the best you could, kid.
Yeah.
You know? And then at 10 a.m., we are going to be joined by Glenn Gilhar. We're going to break down some of the bills in Annapolis. Actually, tomorrow we'll have Delegate LaToya Kongola. Well, she will be on the show, too, talking about some of the bills in the House that she wants to shed light on. But then also, the big story for me today is the restrictions, the junk food restrictions on SNAP benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Finally.
Right.
I am so excited about this. Look, if I can't afford it, neither can you.
Okay. Yeah. Right? I'm sure you've seen it. I've seen some incredible things.
Oh my gosh. Their carts filled to the top with soda, candy, chips. And then these are the first people that are demanding free health care.
Right.
And I'm like, dude, you did this yourself.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is all self-inflicted. And I've also seen people get crabs, lobster, steak. Oh, I can't wait to talk about this.
Boy, you just lit up on that.
My question is on that, the enforcement provision. How do you stop it? That's the question.
I was thinking when you put the ABD on it,
it's coded, I would think.
Yeah, you wouldn't be able to actually ring it up.
Like, I don't think cigarettes.
Right?
But normally you ring things up first and then you pay for it.
Right.
Because I've been in lines where they do that and they decide, I've exceeded my balance on the SNAP card. Now they've got to go through and say what I don't want.
Right. I would hope that it would go where they ring things up and then they give their SNAP card and then they say, okay, well, here are the items that aren't covered.
Right.
So you now owe me, $60.70. Yeah.
So those of us behind those individuals.
Well, we'll be waiting a lot longer.
But you're happy about that. So that's all
happy.
That matters.
Words of wisdom from Susie Six Fingers.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thanks. I think Tim Burchett is, President Trump was talking about kickbacks.
Yes.
From USAID, how do all these people go to the Senate and Congress, how they all get rich when they go in dirt poor and they come out filthy rich. The paper trail, Burchett says, follow the money.
Yeah. I think you're going to see a paper trail come back to Washington, D.C., and that's why I think a lot of people are nervous, and you'll see a lot of retirements, because they are stealing from the American taxpayer, and now they've got their hand caught in the cookie jar, and all they can do is attack Elon Musk.
Yeah. So it's coming back. Treasury access, a symbol, is an identification code linking to the Treasury payment for a budget line item. Get this. In the federal government, the TAS field was optional for $4.7 trillion in payments, was often left blank, making traceability almost impossible. And tomorrow we'll get to Stephen Miller. We don't have time today on the fraud ring. But here's what else that Doge has discovered. And Musk says this might be the biggest fraud in history. There are right now far more eligible Social Security numbers than there are citizens in the United States. There are 394 eligible Social Security numbers. There are 334 citizens.
Mm-hmm.
That's 60 million additional Social Security numbers. Are they all receiving Social Security?
Yeah. I don't know.
Are they all eligible for Social Security?
Well, they would be eventually, of course.
Yeah.
If a theoretical person, not a real person, ends up having to go down that route.
So it's, and by the way, good news, the judge did not block the Doge access to a bunch of other stuff late last night. So we'll have to wait and see to all this. Gonna have to eventually get it codified in legislation, which is a whole other story, but we'll wait and see on that. Back tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. here on CBM. And until then, God bless our troops. God bless America.
See you in the morning.
This is the right choice for Maryland.